You know who this is. Welcome to the Pure Individual Podcast.
What's going on?
How's it going?
Good to see you. I'm good.
Good to see you too. How's life? How's your day?
My day is pretty good. I think so. I think it's good so far. Definitely good. Yeah, no, I'm good. I think I'm in a pretty good mood. So that's great. I don't know. Emoting's so weird because any day could be anything. Like, any
Yeah.
day could, you know what I mean? Like, any day
And
could be.
can it change? I mean, I feel like whenever I have it defined, I feel like my moods change a lot.
Yeah.
I usually know it's defined because of how I
You eat
feel.
it.
Because,
Yeah.
like, at first I didn't recognize, but it's a specific thing that runs through my system, and I'm like, emoting must be active because I don't follow the transits like all the time. I'll check in every now and then, but I'm not a regular. I don't always know what's going on, but I can like feel things and I've gotten to know them over the years. I know when my head is connected through the 47 and I know when emoting is connected. I know when my ego is connected because I'm usually like starting something or like, I'm like, oh, now's time to just like do all
Yeah.
this.
Yeah, and then you look and you're like, oh, this is ego stuff.
But at the same time, I do use it to get things done in that window, but I don't like think of it as me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like be careful of your commitments, of course, but it does like energize me to get stuff done for sure.
There's so many times that I've traveled and not planned on it being an ego transit, but I end up being an ego transit and I'm like, what the heck? Like, so many times. Last time I was in Italy, last time when I was in London, my ego was defined. My ego was defined. I was like, this is nice. This site, I mean, you know, helps
Well,
me in the
that,
airport.
yeah, I mean, I feel like those things line up sometimes and you're like, cool.
Yep. So funny.
I don't know if I still have it. I think I might. It was for a couple of months. I had the eighth gate is defined, or wasn't it, through like a longer transit.
Yeah, it was in, I think it was in Uranus.
Yeah.
It was for a
Is it
while.
Over? I can't remember, but
A lot of
I had
people
it for
write
a
this.
while. I
A
was
lot of
like,
people
oh,
write
this is nice. I can go out with my family and we are like a role model family for once. My
this.
son has a channel of the Alpha, so like he's like hilariously like the ruler in our Penta, you know? It's so true too. Like if I want Aurora to do anything, all I have to do is get him on board. And she just follows him. It's funny.
Pentadynamics. It's weird. It's one of those things that's so weird.
The role model thing made sense to me when I found it out, like that we don't have the eight in our penta, because I was like, oh, that's why when we're home, it's so like we're so chill, and then we go out in public and everything like melts down. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's like this. I'm like, why is it like this? Like I swear it's not like this at home. And then I was like, oh, it's because we don't have that like energy in our penta.
Yeah, when you've got inspiration going, it's what's crazy about it is that it's like I'm essentially taking all of the energy from the penta and it's coming out of my throat center. That's essentially what's happening, is all the energy is going
Interesting.
out of my throat center. So the moment that one of us has a penta, it's like,
Yeah.
you know, like it's like.
I don't know what it's like to like fully belong in a penta. Like I have activations, but I have no channel.
It's so weird. What the weird thing for me is that pentas reject people that are all right.
Really? I
Yeah.
hadn't heard that.
Yeah, pentas will reject. So
You're like here to guide pentas, but they're here to reject all.
yeah, well, just in the sense, like if you're all right and you walk into a penta, like people will look at you like you're a freak because the penta is reacting.
To the
Like
right.
evolutionary, yeah, it's like what? Because pentas are strategic. And it's evolving into being able to be strategic through the rave. But like right now, the configuration is like, you don't belong here, basically. And so like if somebody's all right and they walk
Interesting.
into a group of people, there's always this weird like little break because you break the penta.
And you're
But
also a pure individual too.
yeah, well, I basically take the penta. That's what's weird about me is like, I just. I think events are probably the funniest because you will have whoever you meet up with first, and that becomes like your core penta, And then you always end up around those people for whatever reason, like the first people you interact with. No, it's so weird.
Yeah, I haven't done any of the human design like spaces where it's like everybody's there because they know design.
It's okay, you don't want to. It's
Okay, I was
bullshit.
like, it'd be interesting, but I haven't had a yes to anything yet. So,
Maybe if
but
I
I
do.
also was like, I had babies, so it was like doing a lot of that stuff. So it was like, not really, it just wasn't correct. So,
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's like things where I'm like, huh, I wonder, but I just listen to my authority. So, I like people watching. I mean, I like groups, but I have to be free to float in and out. I don't like getting trapped in them because I think that's what happens when you have hanging gates is you especially get like trapped in them. And it just feels like, especially because I'm a 4323, so it's like I have to be like mutative, and to be mutative, I can't be like stuck in something, with the exception of my family, which like I accept because they're my children, and I don't know, it's just different. But yeah, with groups, I'm always like, we have to stay like the penta can't be super formed. I don't know. Or it will break or whatever. I don't know. So just so I could, I'm like, let's break this up so we can have some freedom of like, not everybody has to be the same, that every time we all have to like do the same thing. And like, I also just noticed that I don't work very well like in a group in terms of like, it like almost like waters down my genius. I have to go like do my thing, and then I can like join the group and be a separate person, but I can't be like in a group project. It doesn't, I usually just like end up being not self, or it just like feels watered down. But anyway.
It's definitely good awareness, though, the conditioning. Like, people aren't aware that that's what's going on. So it's like to be aware, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, especially around making decisions. Because I've been in groups before, like thinking something was true, and then I like leave the group and I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Like, it's just the group energy. You know, you get like swept up in it. So now I just like it's funny, my friends will be like, you seem uncertain. I'm like, I know I can't know my truth until I'm outside. I can't know it in this space because like I think something's true because I'm like in the group energy, and then I like leave it and I'm like, oh wait, no, it's not true. I mean, also being emotional, but
The angry mob. Creates the mob.
yeah, I mean, the penta is definitely the mob.
The Wa is the mob.
Well, yeah, I guess the
The
Wa
Wa
is definitely,
the
the
real
Wa is like scary. I
Wa
mean,
is scary. It's trippy. Yeah, groups are, I mean, it's just a funny thing. I mean, Rob was like, we're never gonna be. It's like Jovian Archive will never be larger than a penta. He's like, never gonna be. There'll never be more than three people in a room for Jovian Archive.
how did he do that?
I don't know. He just said that was like, that's all there ever would be. I mean, I know
He
that.
had more in the room because I could like hear the students when he was teaching, or what do you mean?
Oh, just like for Jovian Archive, like for the company as a whole.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, wait, wouldn't he want a complete penta, like a five?
No, because you don't have, he doesn't have, you, unless you're
I
one of
mean, he
those,
wasn't a penta person. So I wonder how that differed for him too.
if you're, I mean, if you don't have one of those 3G to throat channels, then you essentially lose.
Power. Yeah, I feel that.
And just depending on who's there, like that's the funny things about groups. The moment that I'm in one, I'm in charge. Like the moment
Yeah.
that I'm in one,
The moment that I'm in, when I'm just like,
It's my whole thing,
I'm just
whether I
watching
like
it.
it or not, you know,
Like,
whether
I'm
it's
not
other
responsible
people.
for this thing. I don't know. But
Don't
my fourth line, or fourth line, my fourth gate kind of doesn't want to be responsible. So
Yeah.
like, you guys, I don't know. I got some answers, but I'm not responsible for like what you do with them or if they work.
I think the one great thing about inspiration is that because it is individual, is like I'm going where I'm going and I'm doing what I'm
Yeah.
doing, and you can come with me. It's not like Channel of the Alpha and the Prodigal are like trying to get elected.
Yeah.
Listen to
Yeah,
me,
we'll
da da
have
da.
to.
Inspiration, yeah, they have to get elected. Inspiration's like, yeah, well, I'm going this way. You can come.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like that. I do
Which
like
people get triggered by. Because I know channel of inspiration people personally that like trigger people because they go their own way. I mean, you do, I guess. You do that too. Because
Totally.
like I think that's the whole like can't control the individual. So like the collective is like, I don't like this. We have to elect you. It has to be diplomatic. Yeah.
Like, nope. Nope, doesn't work like that. You have to really get to a place though where you get to a place and you're knowing where everybody just has to accept it.
Yeah.
Takes time eventually. Like you get to a place and you're knowing where everybody just like when I say things, there's no kickback anymore. There's
Like
no
say more. Like, what do you mean kickback?
just I used to I would say something and I
Oh,
would
like
hear
soften
chatter.
it.
I would just hear chatter.
Oh,
Like, oh, they said this about this, about this, about this. And I'm like, I haven't heard anybody for a long time. It's been some time. Like it's been some years. Like
Yeah.
there's just no, I mean, I think eventually they realize that they can't control you. In my experience, like they realize, oh, but we can't do anything. We can
True.
try, but we can't do anything.
But I think it's like, because what's funny about it is I think it's well, it's not self, so it's like coming from the part of someone that maybe feels like they can't be move like that, or I don't know. It like, you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody feels limited, then they want to control somebody else who's free or whatever kind of scene.
Context, the moment that when somebody has inspiration and then a manifestor's in their aura, they plug into those motors, it's gonna
Yeah.
have different effect aurically.
Oh,
But for
interesting.
me as a projector, the moment that a manifestor initiates me as a projector with a channel of inspiration, I get all of that. I get all that motor energy. My throat center is more powerful than theirs, and they're reactive. Very few manifestors do I know that can initiate me and not have a reaction. A lot of manifestors will have a reaction because all of a sudden they lose their power. And that's when manifestors get angry, is when they lose their power. And so if I get initiated by manifestors that I know, they're slow. They make sure that I see them and then they initiate. They don't just come up and initiate because then you're going to have a reaction like, oh, all of a sudden you lose your power and my penetrating aura is going to hit you. Emotional energy is going to hit you. And all of a sudden, you're feeling something very different from what you're used to
Yeah.
feeling if you're a manifestor, right?
Interesting.
And so that's something that is big projectors when we've got throat centers that are defined, but especially G to throat projectors, all of that will come through. And then there's the expression of identity, which is, it's been
That's
so
so
funny
funny.
in my process. I've just experimented with these things.
Yeah.
Just consciously, let's see what happens this time.
I feel like I trigger manifestors because I can kind of like, I don't know if I trigger them. I just like see them. I feel like I see them even though they have a like, I don't know if it's the 59.6, but I feel like I'm like, I can kind of like see a little bit beyond like the, but they're probably like with my generator or other like it's like enveloping them or like get away. Yeah. I have that effect in general because the aura breaking thing where it's like, if somebody's like, I'm trying to hide, like I need you to know. Like I don't want to see, I just do see maybe feeling cognition, whatever it is in me, it's activating to people that want to hide. I don't know, 55, what is it? Something. Just the complexities of being human, I think. But yeah, Pluto, my first house, whatever it is.
Think feeling cognition, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It's tapping
Yeah,
in.
like that's why I used to that's why I used to go to the extreme and abuse alcohol. I was literally trying to shut it down because I couldn't have fun because I could just feel everyone and I just feel everything and see everything. Just being like, until it was like, okay, now you can have fun because I don't see anything anymore, you know. And then when I got to the other side of like loving that and like nourishing that, I didn't want to drink and I was doing the opposite. I was like protecting people who are vulnerable, like by seeing them. So it's just like, oh yeah. But yeah, I remember like I was like, no one else sees this and feels this. I want to shut this off. Like just turn it off. I don't want it.
Think there's something to that when it comes to rightness. I'm really curious. It's not like I will ever have the data, but I'm curious when it comes to certain things like substance abuse, how much people are trying to just shut off the rightness. Just like
Yeah.
we see it with emotionals, how many people are just trying to manipulate their wave? I know I used to try to
Yeah.
manipulate my wave.
Yeah.
That's really
I
what
used to
it came
write
down to.
about like how do I maintain my high? Like How do I not go in that low, that despair? Like, how do I stay out of the despair? Why am I in the despair? It's like
Totally.
bolt. It takes up so much. Like, how do I get out of it? How do I not go in it? Yeah. But so much alleviation actually comes from accepting it.
Totally.
So
Totally.
it's like, yeah. And also the melancholy, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's a different melancholy. I've always kind of liked more for sure than the despair. The despair can be rough. And I have like all those hanging gates in my solar plexus. So like I just remember it, like my ride of my wave of my solar plexus is a whole thing throughout 30 days, you know, like because the
Yeah.
moon hits everything. So it's like a whole thing, you know, like I get to experience like collective, tribal, individual, like, and then my own wave. And so it's like I'm riding that monthly with long-term transits. I'm like always riding
Yeah.
bigger waves than my own wave.
It's a whole, I don't, when I think about the moon cycle, that's intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
It
so
hits
intense.
everything all month.
Yeah, it's intense. It's really, really
So
intense.
when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's why my ride is so unpredictable. Like,
Totally.
because he was like, find your, like, I don't know. I'm like, there is no, like, but it's like, oh, it's just very variable. Like, there's a huge variation because it can be activated by so many different gates, which means
Yeah.
one of the planets is hitting something at some point. But, yeah. That's why I just like let it at this point. I used to try to like pretend it wasn't happening. Like, and now it's just like, I'm in a low. I guess I'm just chilling. Like, I'm like inward today. I don't know. That's just
Yeah,
kind of.
there's nothing you can do about it. And I think that everybody, emotionals and non-emotionals, like that's the hard thing to accept. There's just nothing you can do
Yeah.
to change it. It's chemistry. There's nothing that you can do. It's there.
Yeah.
You can just like try and simulate it and mess with it, but that just ends up being a bad idea. ends up
But
being
there is like an alleviation when you get that because I feel like when you're personalizing it, it's way worse.
Oh yeah.
Because especially because everybody's ride is different.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's ride is different. This is really important. Everybody's so when I'm working with somebody and just whatever they have going on in life, work, whatever it is, and they're adjusting to being correct and emotional, I say everything is gonna pan out however it's supposed to pan out.
Totally.
You're gonna end up having whatever leeway you're supposed to have,
Yeah.
however it's supposed to pan out. When you essentially can't get into your authority without everything shifting for you to be in your authority. It doesn't happen. One way or another, everything is going to shift for you to be in your authority. And that could be more extreme than others, but is different for everybody. It definitely
Yeah.
is.
Yeah, I feel good.
What line do you have in 55?
Yeah, I have 59.2 and 59.6. So I have the 0.6 like you there, but I have the 55.2. Yeah. Which is distrust or something? Wait, what is it?
Abundance hampered by gossip.
Yeah. So it's basically like you just have to keep showing up in your integrity over and over and over again. And people are going to naturally be like, oof.
Yeah. Just want
My whole life.
to make sure that, yeah, 55. So you have 55.2 and then 59. You have 59.6? You have 59.6?
Yeah, 59.6 and 59.2.
59.6. Such a trip. Such a trip. Just the weirdest thing. I think, especially because I'm a 2-4, like I don't have any harmony or resonance with it. But
Oh.
the stuff that I have that is six is just really interesting. Like having a six color environment is really
Yeah.
interesting because it's like there's no there's no social dynamic. It's completely selfish. There's no, I mean, it works. I'm a hermit, but
Yeah.
it's funny to watch. Like being a 59.6, having a six line bonding strategy as a 2-4 is,
That is interesting. That is
it's,
interesting.
then there's all these threes in
I
my
feel like
life.
in a weird way though, the 59.2 and 0.6 go together because it's like one is
For
like
sure.
boldness and then the other one's like Are you my soulmate? I'll be shy or bold. Like, are you my soulmate? So like there's some continuity in a sense, or like some they get each other in a way ish. Because it's like the hermit and then like on the hill.
Yeah, the aloofness and the
Even though they're
hermiting.
not technically harmony or resonance.
Things can really go together and not.
Yeah.
Like, I've always thought it's interesting the 3 fives that I've had in my life because I'll hermit and they'll hide. Like, the first one I fell in love with was a 3 five, and it was just
Yeah,
so
me
funny because
too.
she would hide and I would hermit. Like,
Yeah, we're like,
even.
bye, I have to cut the bond
Yeah,
with like
yeah.
being seen. You guys have been seeing me make too many mistakes, or I've been too honest. I have to get away.
I gotta
See
get
ya.
away. I gotta go.
Maybe that's being a 3-5 too, like being paranoid. You're like, okay, I can't be
Yeah.
seen for a while because I told you guys too much about my errors. So yeah.
Gotta go now. I'm glad you were strangers.
Yeah. Right. I wish you were strangers. No, I'm just kidding. Now you're gonna be strangers if you tell it to, yeah.
If you tell them
I
also.
mean, if you tell it on social, it's like anybody can.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a funny like dissonance because like part of me is like, let me share all of my life trial and error. My personality has no problem, and then later my body's like, why? What have I done? It's just like a feeling of like unease. Like, why did I share those
Why did you
things?
do
And
that?
my personality is like, what? Like, it's just it is what it is. Just share it. It's part of life. Like, you go through it, and people learn from it. And the fifth line's like, no. They like don't get it, and they like think this. And I feel like a lot of times I do sometimes get that like, I don't know what it is. It's like you just feel misunderstood. Is that the fifth lines?
Yeah.
But
Yeah. I think
I'm like, I
also.
don't think you got what I was really. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because people will come in to like save me, and I'm like, no, I didn't. No, I was just talking about what I messed up. But no, I don't need to be. I don't need any solutions. I got my own. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. I think when like individuality as like a whole, when you're speaking, it's just like some people just won't register.
True.
You know, and then
True.
other people, it'll register. That's what I've had to learn is that there's always going to be people. I've always found that to be interesting, especially if
Or
I'm.
it'll like register years down the line, and then they're
Oh,
like, that's what you were saying. Oh, I get
yeah. That
it.
happens a lot with
You
me.
do. Yeah.
Happens a lot with me.
And my like individuality, well, at least my ajna to throat is heretical. So like it'll take a while, and then they're like, oh, okay.
I see.
You were speaking some truth back then, and I like didn't see what you're saying, and now I see it. And like, cool. I love when people tell me that. I'm like, ah, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's
Yeah.
I'm kind of like the other way around because my body is doing the speaking. Like it's unconscious from my G center, so my personality would be just screaming after I pretty much
But yeah.
almost anything. Yeah, I mean, not
I see what I
not a
get, 'cause,
conversation like this, but like if
right.
I'm teaching or I get on a live or something and I say something provocative or whatever
Yeah.
comes out, and my personality, the
Yeah.
moment that's done, my personality's like, why did we say that? We shouldn't have
Isn't
said that. And my body's like, it doesn't matter. And we like, and my body's like,
it
we're
funny?
heretical.
Isn't it funny how it's so different?
Personality's just screeching half the time. I'll be
Yeah.
saying something. It's like you really said it. You said that. You said that. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
You
yeah,
said.
I said it, but it's still it's like,
That would be such. I wonder what it would be like to have the opposite, like where your body is fine, but your mind or your, like your
Yeah, I'm
personality.
like the opposite, yeah.
Yeah, my personality is fine, but my body is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But
It's
yeah.
like it's weird because you have to be either way, you have to be okay with what you say. That's the thing about the throat center. Like, no matter what, you have to
Yeah.
be okay with it. But I
Well,
don't know
we're
how
both
comfortable it is.
individuals, so you also have to like accept that, like you said, it's not going to be understood by everyone. And you also have to accept that in time, it's just time. Like you have to wait the time. Like there's no way around it. Like, and because we both have an open heart, it's like not ours to prove. It's just like you just wait. Like, okay, well, I've said what I can say. And now I just wait because, like, these things, the truth comes out in time, is what I've experienced. And yeah, there's like a, it's like a gift, I guess, to be like, or it's like your uniqueness to be ahead of the, but it's also like comes with its own discomfort or whatever in the personal or whatever. But
Totally. It's, yeah. Anytime we're looking at individuality, it's definitely one of those things where it's like, it has its, in terms of experience, there's such a limitation on it because you don't always see what happens. Like, that's my
right.
experience is like, I
Yeah.
don't always see the results of what's
Yeah.
actually happening. You know, I'll be teaching and I might not see the results of that. Usually, I don't see all the results of it during the container.
Right.
They come back to me later. Every
Yes.
once in a while, something I'll be able to see it over the weeks. And
Yeah.
I love that. But a lot of the times, it'll be months later or a year later.
Yeah.
And as they're in their process and the mutation comes through,
Yeah.
that is one of the things about individuality is very much delayed gratification. Like,
Yeah, I always appreciate those people that come back and say it if you're not in contact.
yeah, it's the
Because
only way that they know.
otherwise, how would you really, how would you know if you didn't have those people that came back and said that? Or at least that's true for me. Because sometimes I'm like, none of it's getting through. If they didn't come back and tell me that it did, like, you know, then I'm like, oh, you listened to that? Oh, you heard that? Oh, that impacted you? Or like, oh, you like, yeah, that mutated really is what I'm saying when I say impact, not like manifest or impact, but like mutation. Like, oh, that mutated you? Cool. You know? Because it's not, it's vulnerable for me to say it. I'm like very, I don't know, I'm like sensitive. So I just like, I feel it. So then I'm like feeling everybody's like, you know, even across time and space. So, but yeah, I've gotten, it's like the more you do it, you just, like you said, it's just like you can't really hold it in because if you hold it in, you just get sick. So it's like a tricky thing because it's like, I'm not going to like martyr myself and not say it. I have to say it because if I don't say it, I get sick. And also, like, I feel that we each play like a part. And if you don't play your part, then like the whole is missing your part.
Totally.
So,
Totally. Yeah, you've got to say what you've got to say. Like, if
and
you
you will
don't.
face rejection.
Yep. Sometimes everybody, sometimes it feels like everybody's saying, what are you saying? Or why are you saying that? And it's just,
You're like, because it's coming out.
I've had instances where it was like that, where I said some stuff that just was really heretical to
Yeah.
everybody that's around me. And like, what to do?
Yeah.
Don't have to like it, but
Yeah. Sometimes it takes time to digest the shock. Like, shock is part of the individual circuitry, and it's like shock individuates you, which is like a jolt, and then it takes like
totally.
time to integrate to be like lived out through the behavior.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, it does go through that process. So I think sometimes people are just shocked because they're like, whoa, 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 this is like crumbling some security that I had in a logical pattern or like something, right? Because it's mutating, so it's like breaking something apart that they were counting on being there. So but of course, the bigger picture is it has to have, like, that's the way of life. It has to, like, logic has to crumble. Mutation has to happen. Otherwise, it wouldn't be healthy. Like, we would just. So, yeah, part of the process, I guess. But I see that a lot too. There's a lot breaking down, like, because, like, we're still in these forms that are, like, built to like have a mate, and then it's like, but there's so much going on in that realm because I think of the next cycle coming that doesn't have to do with us, but it's still like playing out in our everything. And we're still just trying to like leave the old seven-centered like programming. So it's
Seriously.
like there's a weird like happening where it's
Seriously.
like we're still straddling like a seven-centered, nine-centered communion. You said something about bargains and the tribe, and I like want to talk to you about it too, because I like want to hear more about it, like from your perspective, because I feel like I straddle the tribe and the, because I do, I'm like a split between the tribe. I like get the individual, identify with the individual, but I also get like the tribe, at least in terms of, especially the part about like emotional bonds and like baby Megita and partnerships, because that's like where I'm in the defense circuit. I'm not exactly the ego circuit, which is like a whole different thing. But
It's different.
yeah.
Yeah, it's different being a 59-6. I mean, like, there's the tribal themes, but it's really clear that the ego circuit is an ego circuit, no matter
Yeah, it's much different for sure. For sure.
no matter what's defined there, it's really clear that it is ego circuit.
And the I feel the bargains are just there's bargains in all of it, but maybe different. I mean, of course they're differentiated based on channels even, but yeah. I'm trying to think like yeah. I feel like everyone makes bargains, but like how we play them out is different. And you said individuals. I feel like you can't really like have a relationship or a family without a bargain, because that's like
Well, it is a
tribal.
bargain.
It
It
is a
is a
bargain.
bargain. Yeah,
Like
it is a
me and my
bargain.
husband, like, okay, we're married and like we don't have another partner in
Yeah,
that. That's a
it
bargain.
is totally.
Or like, oh, okay, we have like children together. Like that's a bargain. Like we're both here to like help raise them in our differentiated roles.
Totally.
But I do feel like there is nuance that's important in it, in terms of like well, and we've talked about this too, like the not self of the tribe can be like sticky and domineering and like dependent, codependent, but also like destructively entitled. So there's like
Controlling,
controlling for sure. I mean,
controlling.
yeah, controlling. 21st gate is in the tribe, in
That's
the ego
my
circuit.
experience. That's what's funny about pure individuality and the tribe is that the tribe needs pure individuality, and it doesn't even necessarily know that it needs pure individuality, but it needs it, and then it realizes it can't control it, and
Yes.
so it has
And
to it like short circuits. The tribe will
the
short
individual
circuit.
needs the tribe.
Oh yeah, because you can't
But
get
they,
mutation out
yeah,
without the tribe.
they like need the support of the tribe. So it's
Totally.
this like interesting bargain in of itself. Like, you need me, I need you, but we have different rules.
My
Like
bargain with
individual rules of
the
engagement are like, I need freedom. I need to be able to
tribe.
mutate. I need,
Yeah.
what did you say?
My bargain with the tribe is that they get mutation. That's it. You get mutation,
But I do feel like it's more
and
nuanced
that's
in a relationship.
it.
I do feel that way because I'm
I
with a
mean,
pure
well, a re
individual and I
relationship
watch it.
is that's a, that is a bargain. I mean,
Yeah.
like the tribe as a whole, I'm not making deals to sit at anybody's table. They can get mutation. Like being
Yeah.
around me, that's what they get from me. If
Well,
it's
I
my
think,
romantic partner, that's a different story.
yeah, I feel, yeah. Well, and that's almost like two, a penta versus couples, or like, I don't know, there's a different. Seeing when it's more than one person, you know. But then I also think about like, so it's like almost like it's interesting. This is just an interesting topic to me because I literally straddle this world. Like I live designed in this world of like part of me wants to say I need my freedom to be mutative and like I can't make this bargain and I can't keep this bargain. This is not correct for me. And then like another part of me is like I understand like the bargain of like, okay, you do this, I do this, you do that, I do that, you know. But there's like it has to be mutative still. Like it has to be able to be renegotiated. And maybe that's my third line, making and breaking the bond. It's like, okay, let's renegotiate. Okay, let's renegotiate. Let's renegotiate this. Because it has to like include what is correct for the individual. Right? Like the individual doesn't make a bargain that isn't correct, and it can't hold a bargain that's not correct. I would say that's somewhat true for tribal people because obviously everybody has to be correct, but they are more willing to hold a bargain that doesn't give them the freedom if they made it. Does that make sense?
I think that
Does
very
that have to
much
do with it
depends.
being the ego
That
circuit? Like,
that's going to
I don't
depend on the nature of it. If you go to the splenic side, it's entirely different from the emotional side. The emotional side is concerned with the community and concerned with well-being. The splenic side is only concerned with the material resources. It doesn't actually care. It doesn't. It's not concerned with that. So it depends in that. in that
The carrying
situation.
on the splenic side is this channel of struggle, but
Carrying on the splenic, on the splenic side is transformation.
no, I'm saying channel
Oh.
struggle would be like the carrying
Oh.
splenically in general. Like if you have that connected to integration, then like there's a care for.
That would be, yeah, splenic caring.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean the tribal
Oh, yeah, splenic
part of the
caring.
ego circuit, the 50, the marrying maiden or whatever. But yeah, like that is part of the ego circuit. So wait, you're saying that on that side it's like not personal, or it's not about the community?
It's not. We get our evolution of communism and socialism through the
Yeah.
stream of sensitivity, and we get capitalism through the other stream. And I'm at 32. I'm at 32
But
Earth.
ultimately it's getting those resources to benefit the tribe. That has to be the ultimate like goal. Otherwise,
It can be,
it's not
but what's
supported.
the, but like, what's the overall, like in my experience, that's not what ends
Like
up
going
happening
all the way to
in my experience. That's not necessarily what happens.
you're talking about ego circuit? Because I feel like the
The
whole
issue
ego
with,
circuit has to it doesn't the not self could not, but
how
like
many people are, how many people act out of their ego as true self? Not very many. Most people it masquerades as their authority. A majority of people it masquerades as their authority. If we look at surrender
that's probably
and
true.
it does, it doesn't matter if it's defined or undefined. It'll masquerade as the authority. People that have it defined, some of their biggest issues is that they make decisions out of their ego.
Well, I think for
Literally.
like the like 4426, it like the bargain is like, does it benefit what I need? Is like
Yeah.
is the bargains they make for sure. Because that's like inherent to the bargain. But like the 4521, I think it's like, does it benefit the tribe? Or like,
4521 is different. I'm a 45.
but like that's the end of the ego circuit. So that's why I was thinking like ultimately it's about benefiting.
Every single role is different. If you look at those
Yeah.
gates, every single role is different. 54 is trying to get to 32. 32 is
Yeah.
gatekeeping. They all have their
Yeah.
own roles. I'm a 45, so I know
Yeah.
what it is to plug into the tribe, and I know what it is to have the voice of the tribe and how the
Yeah.
tribe will react to that. It's funny as a pure individual to have the voice of the tribe.
Yeah.
The tribe, mechanically, it's one of the funniest things for me is I have all of these channels of
You
surrender
have hooks into
around
it.
me. Yeah,
Yeah.
I have all these
Yeah.
channels of surrender around me. I mean,
Yeah.
it's, I have all the all of this tribe will be around me because it's just the vocal frequency. I have a 45
Yeah.
that's defined, like the vocal frequency is there.
Yeah.
And with 45, it is the binaries is whether or not it's going to protect and direct or not.
Yeah.
Am I going to protect this territory? Is this my territory or not? Awareness of possession or not? Am I going to provide my, it's really about approval, which is interesting. So when I've got beings in my life that have, whether they have surrender or they have community or they have synthesis, it's interesting because it's like my approval is important in that relationship. My approval is important. And it's just an interesting dynamic because they need to do whatever they need to do tribally. And part of my role is whether or not I'm going to be aware of what they do and whether or not I'm going to approve. I'm going to give my approval of it. That will maintain the bond, which I just have to be aware of, you know, or I run into a lot of trouble with that because then because there's this expectation, like whatever, this is just mechanics. There's this expectation of, but does he care or not? Because 45 is going to support the caring, saying, yes, I care about you. Yes, I'm going to educate you. Yes, you're part of my territory here, my people. And if you're not aware of that and you're 45, then you have to understand why you're going to run into issues when it comes to the tribe. Because everybody's looking at you, whether they're conscious of it or not, for your approval. And approval in terms of recognition, not necessarily approval in terms of you can do this or not, because 45 is the voice. It's not there to control anything. 45s don't control anything. We have 21s do that. 45s have 21s control things. We're not the ones that are in control. But if you don't recognize, you don't see, then you can run into trouble. I think it took a lot of experiences for me to really get the, guess, data for my personality to realize what was going on. Like I knew what was going on, but it was really difficult for me as a pure individual to accept that what I said had an effect on the tribe as a tribe, like tribally, that my voice had a tribal impact, you know? Because that frequency is there, and it
And
took
it's the only tribal.
the only voice of the tribe. It. So they hear it. Like the ego circuit hears 45 speak, and they that's just the natural mechanic for it. It's interesting. And me as a 45 is f so funny to watch myself how protective I am. I mean, that's one of the biggest things for 45s is how protective we are. It's funny for me to watch the tribal dynamic, how that locks in. I mean, it's there with everybody in my life for sure, but there is a distinct protectiveness that locks in when somebody is in the ego circuit and I'm close to them.
Yeah, it's like tricky because like in the one sense it's like you're still a pure individual, but then you also have those hanging gates.
All my caring is tribal.
So like then how does like so I'm just I mean like this is like to be lived out by everyone, but like how the bargain works then, because it's like I don't know, you in my view you can't have life without bargains, because bargains are the family, bargains are marriage, bargains are relationships, bargains are. But I also feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it's not the issue of a bargain, it's the issue of destructive entitlement and not like,
Entitlement is the issue for me. Entitlement
yeah.
is 100% the issue.
And destructive, meaning like, you owe this to me. Like, instead of just having a need or a
There's that,
request or a.
and for me it's also the lack of recognition because of the entitlement.
Like,
Like
say some
if,
more.
for instance, if there's not, as a pure individual, if I have a bargain with somebody that's tribal and I do extra things outside of that bargain, that's not recognized. What's inside the bargain is recognized, which for me is fucked up because I recognize everybody, everything that somebody does for me. And so all of a sudden, so I've learned that now I can only give tribal people what's in the contract. I can't give them any more than what's in the contract because that won't get recognized and then I'll get bitter.
Do you have any like specifics of what wouldn't be recognized? Like, or like, I'm just curious if it's like, you know, how they have like love languages or like, I
Like,
don't know, like.
I mean, at the same time, I mean, this is not, I guess it depends on the relationship dynamic. I'm not necessarily speaking in terms of like partnership, romantic partnership. Although I have ran into this where outside of the regular expectation, if I go above and beyond, which I usually do in some way, shape, or form, that isn't appreciated in the same way that it is if somebody is not tribal. And that's just, I
That's
mean, that's just my
interesting.
experience, but that's the issue is the entitlement, because then they say, oh yeah, you did that. Well, you're supposed to do that because there's
Oh.
the entitlement. Well, yeah, you're supposed to do that because you're this to me, or because I have you in this. And it's like, no, actually, no,
I see.
I have
So
inspiration. I could leave anytime. I could, like, I could be gone anytime.
like lack of recognition from entitlement. Okay.
That's the issue with me, for me and
But
the
I
tribe.
feel so that feels not self though, not inherent to a bargain in general, like, but more like.
Yeah, not so. Yeah, I mean it is the not self, but I personally have never ran into entitlement with anybody the way that I ran into it with tribal people.
Well, yeah, I'm sure,
It's just
because it's
not.
like everything has its own like pull, right? So it's like.
Yeah, but the. What's interesting for me is that
Cause.
the tribal ego circuit doesn't even know what the value of anything is. The ego can't know the value of anything. It takes an open ego to know the value of things. So I've thought it was always interesting to know what the value of something is.
I mean, that's probably why the ego can sell things.
Yeah, it doesn't know the value of it.
Well, because it'll like just put the value on, or like,
Yeah.
you know,
Well, it needs to be
because like the
manipulated
reason why I
somehow.
will like my like husband will get me to like ask for more, like because it's like he's like, no, dude, like, and I'm like, yeah, it's funny. It's so different. I like see people and I'm like, oh, they're overcharged, or I don't know, whatever. But actually, I appreciate that conditioning from him because
Yeah.
he's like, here's the value. But he teaches me what the value is, so
Yeah.
that's interesting.
I
But
mean,
I feel like I'm more likely to downplay the value
yeah. The
as
ego,
my
I mean,
defaults.
it has to do with the
And ego
conditioning that we
beings
have.
seem to have an easier time, even if they don't have the value, charging it. Does
I
that
was
make
folding
sense?
laundry yesterday, and I thought about this when I was folding laundry yesterday. Undefined egos, undercharge everything. Open egos, completely open egos, know the value of things.
Okay.
Defined egos,
That tracks.
overcharged.
That tracks.
Defined
That
egos,
tracks.
overcharge.
But
Because I'll look at it, and I mean, it could be crazy to me. Like, I'm not here to tell anybody what their worth is. And at the same time, I've got a completely open ego. That's my job. My job is to know what the worth of things is. And I'll look, and I'm like, because this is the thing. And it's funny because the defined egos will come to me about this. They'll come to me about this in business, and I'll be like, set this as this, see if it works. And they a lot of times kind of have a rude awakening because they don't know what the value is. It doesn't, this isn't something where somebody's worth more or less. It's what are people actually going to pay for this? What's
but
actually going to work?
it's funny though. I still feel like my husband's better at that than I am. And I wonder if, I mean, that could even just be, is that a projector thing? Like, I don't know. Like,
Probably a projector thing
but I feel
because
like
we know how to use
he's
energy.
better at recognizing that than I am.
It should. I mean,
Like,
every
and it
projector.
works for him too. So it's not, yeah. He inspires me to like expand because I'll like totally undervalue and charge stuff, or like I have in the past. But it's not satisfying. So I also am like not doing that anymore. Like, I'm not gonna do it that way because it doesn't, yeah.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And it's a high value thing, so it's like I'd pay that much. I don't know. So it's just funny because I'm like, for some reason I'll do that. Open heart, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll work for free. I'm so done with that. But yeah, like a lot of that for sure. Open heart stuff. One hanging gate, 40th gate. I'm like, oh, you want to like feed me all the love and like appreciation? I'll just keep working for you. Just kidding. But that's my not so.
Yeah.
So until I have to break the bond and I'm like, you're cut, no more. So I used to do
37
that
40s.
dance. I used to do that dance until I was like, okay, that's what's going on. Yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore.
It's all
I
energy,
watch it
man.
work, but it's just funny. Yeah.
It's all about energy. Like, quite literally, this is why your husband's probably good at it because projectors are the only beings that know how to recognize how to use energy.
True. Yeah. I feel like that's definitely a part of it. Like my sister is a projector, and I remember like thinking like things were so transactional to her, and I was like confused because like she would just track like the money, the expenditure, like in such a different way than I was like built to. And I mean, like, why do you do that? Why do you like if somebody owes you, it's like this and the change, and she's like gonna get the change. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just forget it. It's like, it's whatever, just it'll come back around. But now I'm like, oh, you need,
Yeah,
that's correct.
that definitely depends.
But she also has a defined heart, and so like I probably could have learned something from that.
Yeah, that's very much a defined ego thing, which is, I mean, it's healthy. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that I've learned as a both as a projector and a pure individual to watch what I give. And it's funny because I'm a generous person, but I have to
Yeah.
watch what I give
Well,
because
you're also
I
a two
do give.
four too, so you guys can like give a lot to your network.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And when we do, it exhausts us.
Right.
Body can become anemic. A forward
Yeah.
line body can become anemic if you're giving too much. And that's
Yeah.
often what happens with individuality because we don't measure what we give. We're giving power. That's what we do. All I do is give power out of it. I don't do anything else. That's it. If I was going to reduce everything that I do, I give
I don't know if
people
that's true for my husband though. He's a pure
power.
individual, but he's a 5-1, so it's like a totally different.
That's entirely
He's
different.
not a networker.
No.
I mean, like, he has his mentors, but
It's entirely different. 5-1
it's
is,
so different. Yeah.
we're
It's
very
much more
different.
removed from, I mean, it's like giving, but not to like maybe like a, I don't know, it's just so different. It's not, yeah. Yeah.
Very, very different. I get it. I'm a 2-4.
Yeah.
I know 5-1s very well.
Oh
But
yeah,
yeah,
you
it
guys
is
are
different.
resonance
Harmony.
harmony.
It's the
Yeah.
harmony.
Or harmony. So all around. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely different. You've got to learn. This is something that I think every pure individual learns the hard way a lot is
Yeah.
what we give, because we do give a lot. I notice with my relationships with pure individuals is noticeably different because there's not the same expectations. If I'm dealing with the collective, there's always the collective expectation or disappointment. The tribe, I'm dealing with the bargain, and I'm dealing with the entitlement. Individual is an entirely different relationship with pure individuals, entirely different, because that's not there, and we're just giving empowerment. I mean, it also, we were talking about this, how there's the moment that there's individual circuitry that also links up, because I can feel that as well. The moment that there's, and especially if it's extension of a stream or a companionship, I can feel that changes the relationship as well.
Yeah, it's funny. I just know when people are individual because they like me. Because like I be having two individual channels, like I trigger a lot of people who don't have one. Like if they don't have one, it's not an easy flow. And
Forty
so a
through
lot
twenty
of
three
people I
sharp.
work with, it's like they have individuality and they're like, you because you get it. I'm like, yeah. Because I'm tribal and individual, so I'm here to support empowerment, like ultimately. But yeah. And I have a, it's funny being that, but then having a collective personality son for
I've
as
got a
much.
collective personality, son. No, we're not in this
We are
together. No.
not. I don't want to be grouped in. I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to be like forced. Like, so that's a no for me. No thanks.
Totally.
So, when it's that like mob mentality of like you have to do this because everyone's doing this, I'm like no. It's like I'm like running for the hills.
55.6, because this is huge. I mean, it's huge. The difference between, I mean, if you want to build a church, you got to have resources to build a church. And the collective is like, oh, but we want to build a church. And 55.6 is like, we need the resources to do it, which means we have to be selfish so that we have the resources to do it. And the collective is like, oh, but we're all in this together. And 55.6 says, no, we're not in this together, because I have to do this. And so the selfishness can be seen as however it's seen. The archetype for 55.6 is King Midas. That's the archetype for it, because you could end up hoarding or you could end up giving. And the Lion Companion, Russ, is that it's our role to role model survival post 2027, because in order for
Check it
anything to
out.
happen, there needs to be a level of selfishness for the abundance to give, but there has to be a level of selfishness, which is interesting. It's like you're going to role model survival. These people want you to, build a church. It's like, if I think about me, I'm like, yeah, let's build a church. What do we have to do to build the church? And I can see it in myself too. I can totally see that that's hooked into my emotional system. I can see my selfishness, especially as I move forward, as I'm going towards Chiron. I can see myself becoming more and more selfish. But I'm also aware that it's selfishness of the spirit. It's an ego selfishness. It's
Well, it's
selfishness.
just like interesting because, like, okay, so if I'm thinking about the dynamic between the not self tribe, so it's like, I remember like breaking away from this just from like my studies when I was like learning about like selfishness in terms of like taking care of yourself, right? Being standing on your own 2 feet, right, is like really what it's to me translating as. And it's almost viewed as like I feel like the individual is like to the tribe is like, well, like no, you're selfish because you want me to not. You want me to like do this for you so that you don't have to stand on your own 2 feet or whatever. And then it's like rather than you standing on your own 2 feet and doing it for yourself, which you think is selfish. Does that make sense? Like, so I don't know how I structure this. I'm like,
Well,
I just remember thinking like it was viewed as selfish to take care of yourself, to like be true to yourself,
yeah.
to like, to take care of yourself, to stand on your own 2 feet, to be autonomous, to be differentiated. And the irony to me always was, well, no, it's like selfish to expect me to not do that so that I can give to you.
Exactly.
So like it's just a funny, like
That's
different way of seeing.
the way that you see it. That's kind of part of the shock, though, as we move into the next cycle, because we're moving out of a tribal cycle. So the way
True.
that whether it's people that like it or not, like whether tribal people like it or not, is changing. The
Yeah,
door's
because it's like
closing.
mom and dad is in like the 40-37, so like,
The family.
yep. So it's like basically like, oh, this I'm getting taken care of right now, and it's like not, and like as long as I abide by these rules, and it's like not going to be that way. So yeah, we're being prepared for that because it's like, can you really trust the people that are creating the rules? Can you, do you really want to abide by these rules? Like, and like then the more you're like doing that, I almost feel like it's making you sick so that you can disconnect from it because you won't be able to rely on it. It's like becoming, maybe it's because it's like becoming more distorted at the end, or we're just seeing its distortion. I'm not sure which. I'm like, I think it's always been
It's
distorted, probably.
always been this distorted, but we are seeing a backlash from the not self of the tribe and the collective as a whole.
Yeah.
Like globally, we're seeing a backlash. I mean, it's really clear.
Yeah.
Fascism, for instance, is very clear that that's not self tribalism. It's just super clear. It's an
Yeah.
enmeshment of the material resources and the state. It's super clear that that's what fascism is. And we see a rise of that globally right now. It's super clear.
Yeah, Ross said that the fanatics would become more fanatical and that there would be bloodshed every day leading up to.
I watched that with ISIL. I watched that with Daesh. Islamic State,
Yeah.
they didn't just pop up out of nowhere. I mean, they did, but not really. They came about because of the Ottoman Empire trying to restart itself. I can't say the country because I want to,
Yeah.
but the Ottoman Empire wanting to restart itself. And so, of course, that came in. We're at the end of the cycle.
Right.
They came in. It's just different flags. Yeah, but
Yep.
it's the same. The ideology is pretty much the same. Different flags, different words. But that is just the end of the cross of planning. Like, we're going to see a resurgence in all of it. We're right at the end now, but that's where
Yeah.
all of it comes from. If we look at it, people don't have to. I don't, my politics are way crazier than most people, so I don't. None of this matters to me. But if we look at it in terms of global cycles, our age of innovation ended in 2006. Then Obama got elected, projector. That was really the peak of the American Empire. We ended on a projector. At least that's the way I see it in terms of global cycles. We ended at the end of the
Now we have a
road,
45-21.
and now we're back. Yeah, exactly. And now, boomerang back into the start of the process. I mean, 4521 is so old; it's not even useful anymore as a channel. It's useful as an electromagnetic. That's how far back.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's
Better
how
as
far back
a,
we.
yeah, functions better, yeah.
Yeah, now than it used to.
Yeah, because we're not, we, well, that's not the way we operate in this.
Yeah,
We're
so
not looking
it's
to outsource to a,
right to a ruler,
to the,
but
to a ruler, yeah.
still there's that dynamic. I mean, I'm a 45. I know what the dynamic is, but it's not, there's no control. So it's interesting when I look at it. Just when I look at America for the time that we've been alive, like for our generation, it's so interesting to watch how that global cycle lines up with Obama's presidency and then the end of the cross of planning and everything. Now it's like so, it's ironic. It's like the irony of all of that lining up just shows how much influence the program has.
I also just feel like, I don't know, like for me, it's changed so much from what I used to like, the way that I used to see it. Like, it's just changed so much. And I don't know if that's like age or awareness or times, probably all of it, but I just don't, I don't know, I don't see it as viable in any way, you know. I never, not that I ever really did though, like I always kind of felt like it was shit,
Yeah.
But there was moments of hope, I guess.
Hope, yeah, that I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think that's what it was for me too. It's like, for me, it's always been.
But there is an unrest of knowing that, like, there's a weird thing of like, of it's like our species is ending. And when I used to be in the camp of like, we need to do all these things. And then I kind of digested like, oh, like that's why that's happening. And I kind of accept, I just accepted it like eventually, where it's like, because you start to see it more and more, like you have the awareness of it, and then you just start to see it and you're like, oh yeah, that's, because like for me being a 59.6 with the fertility stuff, it was always like, they're doing this, they're doing that, we need to stop them. And it's like, but in a weird way, it's like kind of built in for that to happen that way, because Rot would say like no genetic thing goes out without a fight. So it's like we almost have to like simultaneously be destroying ourselves that we're trying to save ourselves. So you have like one camp that's literally like, you know, like all the birth control and the water. It's like at this point, like we're literally taking things that make us infertile, but then at the same time, trying to increase our ability to have like fertility and, I mean, babies in grown outside the womb, you know? And so it's just, it's weird. And then everybody, I, with the whole like AI stuff, I don't know. I'm less, I just don't feel that concerned, only because I feel like the apex is 2027, and then it's like gonna kind of just die, and people don't realize that. And so, but I don't know. I don't know if that will happen, but that was like what Ra talked about. Like, and so that kind of made me feel like it's also funny because like he even said in lectures, like he's like, people are trying to take us to Mars, right? And you have Elon Musk who's like trying to take us to Mars, and he's like, if you don't get there by 2027, it ain't gonna happen, you know? So it's just interesting to watch all those things and have like an awareness of like a larger cycle happening, because I feel less of a need to like try to control it, because I never could anyways. I would just get really frustrated about it, you know? I think awareness for yourself and awareness of for people like that you can it, like who want to know more, or like for like there are things that you can do to like be healthier or protect yourself, or like, you know, like I don't drink the fluoride in the, like there's certain things that I'm aware of that I intentionally don't partake in because I know they're not good for me. And at the
Yeah.
same time, like it kind of is what it is, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I remember when Ross was talking about environmentalists, and he's like, these people that want to think they could stop global
Stop.
warming, I could hang these people. And I remember I was
And
listening to
then
that on the
I.
plane. I was like, oh, whoa.
And it's like, oh, whoa. Like, it is interesting how, from our limited perspective, we're like, we're causing this and we needed to stop it. But it's like, have you ever
And
con
we can control it.
and
Like
we
the
can
idea that we
control
can
it.
control it is so absurd. But if we do this,
But then you see all, and then like all the toxicity that comes out of trying to control it through weather modification to like spraying chemicals into the air. So yeah, it's like it's just like everything leads back to the same path because we don't control it. So like everything you try to do to stop the thing from happening, it's only going to happen like faster or more, because that's just like, you know.
Something that really tripped me out about AI is how much energy it uses, because it's heating up the earth. Like AI is literally heating up the earth. We need heat
Heat
for solar plexus
permutation.
mutation. So it's like people are like, oh, well, AI, and then I just think about the rave, and I'm like, even if you had the machines, there's something that can electromagnetically fry your machines. Even if you had your Skynet that you want, it's not gonna last. Like
It's
this
just gonna
is
be an all-out war between the not self world and the rave. Well, actually, no, because we're not a match
not
for it.
self world to lose.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's not even a match. There's no, there isn't a, it's not an, it's not
You
like a
have to learn to
war, like
coexist.
human war, because it's like not, there's no match.
We have to learn to coexist.
Yeah.
We've
I mean,
never had to do
their
that
only
before.
chance would be trying to like kill them as infants, but, and Ross said probably some will be, but yeah, I don't know. And he never said that the mutation would necessarily be successful either. He was like, I don't know that. I wasn't given that information. So it could like not be, but likely it will be. And likely humans will figure out how to have babies outside the womb. Because we're, I
He
think we
said
already can,
right around
actually.
now cloning would be possible.
I think it is actually already.
He said right around now. He said
I
right
don't think
around.
it's available to the public,
Of course not. Yeah, of course
but
not. Well,
I think it's already happening.
the
I mean,
age of
that guy
animation
like cloned that goat like what in 2000 and whatever that was. So I'm sure it's been for a long time.
Yeah.
It's unlikely that it hasn't, in my opinion, but
We'll
I don't
probably see
know.
some sort of, we'll probably see a lot of rollouts when all of a sudden people can't have kids.
Yeah.
I just think psychologically, the global crisis that's going to happen when all of a sudden our fertility is like actually gone, not just the freak
Yeah.
out of it's low, but
Yeah.
actually like, it's gonna.
They're like waiting with the solution. No. I'm sure there are. I'm so, people
That's what I'm
waiting
saying
with the
is
solution because
I
like
think we'll
they've been
see it.
tracking and seeing how the numbers have been going. So
I think we see it after
I think
cycle change.
we start like a knock.
Age.
Oh, I just dropped it. Sorry.
Good.
So yeah, it should be interesting to see. I'm just curious to see like will it be so super drastic at first, or is it gonna like how what's it gonna look like? I mean, we're already because I feel like we're already being prepared. We're already seeing the things crumbling, and as things get like more extreme, they become more distorted. So like I don't know. Who knows? We're still getting to the truth.
Yeah.
We better get to the truth before the era is over.
The speed of things happening is what's been surprising to me as a probability view person. How fast things are happening has been just like a little bit surprising to me. How fast things are just like
Yeah.
falling into place. Because that's what I do. I'm seeing what can be there, not what might be there, but what can be there.
Right.
And I'm just there's so much that can be there that I'm like, whoa. I didn't think
Yeah.
that would happen. That would happen. That would happen all in 1 year. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of this was going to play out over the next 2 years. And there's all this that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Even as somebody that could see things before they happen, I'm
Well, because it's like everything's kind of rapid speed, which is part of it, I think. And that's part of both the technological growth as well as just like the amount of crystals that exist like on the planet through people right now, which was needed for the mutation, but yeah, it's also a trip because like I used to work in the realm of like within autism and feeling like oh, we need to really figure out autism and why like and like for me I am a crazy anti-vaxxer. And so, well, I just like for my personal choice, I chose not to for my kids. It was a no, and after looking into that, I was just like no, I'm not going to do that because it just doesn't feel right. Like I had a huge like guttural reaction to a baby.
Authority. It's an
Yeah,
authority.
it was like a clear and it like was such a, you know, clear like so yeah, within that, I'm like I feel like we need to stop asking the question like do vaccines cause autism? And we actually need to like I feel like what I feel is that when there is that mutation existing in somebody, it makes them more vulnerable to getting injured by things that can be neurotoxins or just, you know, different things in general because maybe their body's not able to filter it out. Because we saw higher incidences around like glyphosate fields or like nuclear plants as well. So it's like seems to be tied to like toxicity and there's a vulnerability when something's mutating. So that to me makes sense. I don't know if that's the truth, but that was kind of like the thing that pings me. And then it's like that'd be kind of cool if you could like I don't know. It's a collective thing. So I don't know if I have like the juice to I'm just like they'll figure it out or not. I don't know. I like try to speak on those things and it's just like too heretical. People like you just get like closed. People aren't open. I don't
It's
like
very heretical. To
yes.
my best of my understanding, it as a whole is just it's just solar plexus mutation. As a whole, it's just part of solar plexus mutation.
Yeah.
Not anything else. Just it is quite literally part of just the solar plexus mutation,
And exists in the 1949.
which is why it's one of those things where it's like. Just no, I mean, there's no fixing it. There's no, it's
But
part
do
of the
you
solar
feel
plexus
like
mutation.
you can poison kids more who have it, or just like injure them, because like there's such a spectrum.
I think it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
I don't think that the not self powers. I know that there's a lot of power there, and they're not stupid, but I don't think they're that smart. I don't think they're smart enough to target to be able to pinpoint.
Oh no,
I
I
don't.
don't think it's like intentionally trying to like harm kids who have the mutation. Or wait, is that what you were saying or no?
Yeah, I don't think that they. I don't think that
Yeah, I don't
they're.
think it's intentional. I just think that like there's people who are more vulnerable, and they can be vulnerable for other reasons besides autism as well. But there is like a clear neurotoxicity that happens for some kids, like some who will like literally regress, like in and they were like talking and then they are banging their head on the wall and like are like that for the rest of their life. So there is like something that's happening for some kids in the realm of like neurotoxicity, but it's not every, obviously it's not every kid, you know.
I wonder what the binary for that is, as well, though. I wonder, it makes me wonder how many kids on the other end can actually process neurotoxins better.
I think that is also true.
Because I know that I can process neurotoxins and chemicals better than most people.
I definitely true that there's a differentiation for sure. Like to where like some people are like not bothered and other people.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like what the I'm not going to get the answer for this outside of knowing, but I'm just curious, like the binary, you know what I mean? Like if that exists, then like the other side of it.
Well, so in the
I'm
telepathy
curious.
tapes, one thing that I thought that was interesting was one of the girls said, like, basically she just wanted, because they were like asking, like, to advocate, like, different kids, like, what if you were going to advocate for, like, what would you say? And one of the kids said, like, basically to leave us alone, like, stop putting your medicines in us so that, and let us go into, like, a field so that we can heal ourselves.
A very rave thing,
Yeah. And I was like, damn, yeah,
because
wow.
that's what we're gonna have to do with
And
raves
like
is remove
she
them.
also talked about like making like things like frequency healing more available. I'm like, yeah. So, yeah. I was
It's a very
like,
rave
that's
thing to say.
horrible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also to stop trying to fix them because they're not broken. So like, I don't know, just like, yeah. It's a trip to like see that and to be a part of the human freaking out, thinking I need to like be a part of helping this to coming more to a like, I think awareness still matters to me and like being open and like following authority, obviously. But it, really what it's done for me is just opened up my awareness to like, okay, well, like we don't really know what's best.
Right.
Like in terms of like global warming, like, okay, we could say that's best, but like you're not like it's only a very limited perspective, right? And like people will talk about like our species is ending because they like see that, right? They like track the genetics, they track the fertility, they track all of these things, and they're like, we're in trouble, like our species is gonna end, and they're like in despair about it. And I'm like, it's true. And there's nothing that we need to do or could do, and it's nothing's going wrong with that happen. It's just part of it, I think.
Part of the evolutionary process.
Yep.
It's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're carrying so much remnants of the seven centered being, you
Yeah.
know, like
Trying to control, trying to know the
when
path
you're,
for survival.
yeah, when you're correct, you start to see things through a nine centered lens, and that's what changes things. When we see things through a nine centered lens, it's like, okay, cool. Because for me, it's like, all right, so these kids are gonna appear to have a severe form of autism and they're not going to be able to protect themselves. And so for me, I'm like, okay, so I've got to figure out a way that I can get these kids. This is so funny.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a way that I can get these kids and I can literally put them all together in a field away from the humans that want to destroy them. Like, okay, so now I'm aware of this. I'm like, the world is heating up. Fertility is going to drop. I'm probably not going to be able to have kids for sure. Like, but there's going to be these kids that are born. I'm going to have to get get them and
I
take them
think
and put
we'll have
them.
fertility for a while on this planet. It's just gonna be like, I think it's gonna be like,
We'll have it.
oh,
It'll just,
like 1,000 years before it's like, oh, that's totally toast.
We're just gonna feel the.
But at the same time, the cycle is changing, and so the people born post 2027 are not going to feel the same about having a family. So it's not going to
We're
be the
going
same.
into 59.6. That's what's it's like 59.6 and 55.6. We think about we're both 59.6s, and we think about the energy of that. It is looking at 37.1, but it's looking for perfection because it's 59.6. It wants the perfect family. It wants that, but it wants it to be perfect because sixes always want things to be perfect. And so there's a.
I thought that was my 58, but maybe.
Oh, that's dream perfection. It has that, but especially, I mean, I can see this from my own experience. You know, it's like, do I want kids in a family? Yeah, but does it need to be pretty perfect? Yeah, it does need to be pretty perfect. There's the intimacy of one night or for eternity, right? So it just wants things to be perfect for whatever time period. And if we look at that as an energy that people are born into with 55.6, the selfishness. It's like we're not going to have the same type of bonding that we have now. It's going to be a lot more selective bonding than we've had during the cross of planning. More selective in the overall
Which
selection,
good. Maybe
which is a good thing. Yeah, this is a good thing. But
resonate to that because
it's a good
I
thing,
mean,
but
obviously I do.
yeah, but it is very different. Very, very different.
Well, and obviously the raves aren't gonna have anything to do with that.
No.
So that will be interesting. Maybe that's why. Yeah, because if you think about it, I mean, nine-centered beings, it's like enlightened selfishness is actually the correct.
That's what's correct for us, yeah.
Yeah, so like that makes sense as an evolutionary step
It's our
towards the
only way.
rave. So maybe that's why I'm seeing that pop up so much. Yeah. Cool, because there's a lot of unconscious selfishness, which is a whole different scene, in terms of like being destructive. People can be destructive in selfishness versus being correct. And that's different.
It's the selfishness of the spirit is different than the selfishness of the ego. If we look at the line, like that's a large difference. It's selfishness of the spirit. It's I, and it's funny because it's the only place in individuality that has material context. There's nowhere else in all of individuality that has material context except for 55.6. It's the only place in all of individuality that is material, but it's 55, so it's eating. Pleasure, glass half full, half empty, gate of abundance. Do I have this or do I not have this? And how much of it do I have? And if I have an abundance of it, then I can give to others because it's the possibility that materialism can benefit others or not. I have it at detriment, so it's may not benefit others. Even in exaltation, it may be beneficial to others as a natural result of the abundance being there. But it's like that's the product of the abundance is that other people can benefit from it. It's not doing things so that other people can benefit. It's the byproduct of it. You know, it's an effect of it, of having an abundance of the spirit. And then it will naturally, you know, that's a large difference. Right now we see humanity wanting to come together and do these things together so that we can get to this goal or the tribe. We need to come together, and we could see the panic that's there and the disorientation and like all the confusion that's there as people try to do these things. We're moving entirely away from the orientation of being even being able to do that. I mean, we're already there. We're already there. It's an entirely different way of moving on the material plane, and an entirely different way of thinking about things because it's not. Thinking about how are we going to do this as a collective, because there is no collective future for humanity. There's only a collective future for the rave. And so it's a very different way. We're still going to have pentas, we're still going to have the family unit, but the way that we think about like the human collective entirely
Well, yeah, because
different.
that's changing so much in the background frequency.
Yeah.
Well, and if I think about it, it's like, well, I always come back to and laugh at the 16.1, which is the line of delusion in the logical process, which we talked
Right.
about. And like we're focusing on the details, but like it's almost like as we focus so much on the details and coming together to focus on the details to get the like process, we're like missing it altogether. Like we like literally are missing it altogether because we're just in delusion. We're just in the daydreaming phase of like the skills. We don't even, we're not like, just like the beginning of that. So it's like not even like we're like, oh, we need to do this for global warming. This is like, this is going to solve it. We need to do this for this. It's going to solve it. And none of it's panning out. And we're like getting to the end of that. So we're starting to see that it didn't pan out, I guess, is what it feels like.
Yeah.
The 60s was like, let's go. We're going to do all these amazing things with our innovations, with our technology, with, and like, yeah, there's a lot of great things that came out of that time. Yeah, we're like simultaneously trying to like save ourselves and destroy ourselves. So weird.
We are
But I do feel we go on. So it's like we're just not the form. The form has a expiration date. So
Yeah.
yeah, that which makes reminds me of that. It was so funny when I said I feel like my our spirits have known each other like before. From before, and you were like, I feel like it was like pre this like physical, and I was like, whoa, that's literally what I was thinking, like pre the physical reality in general.
Yeah. We it's so funny when I think about cosmology, it's all the gems that are in there. In that knowledge,
Yeah.
our personality crystals, according to the cosmology, is that we came here. Essentially, we're transported by the Arcturian star, and we've got all these humans that think that they're from Arcturus, and well, we're all from Arcturus. According to the voice, we're all from there. like that's
He's like we he's like people are looking for aliens, like we are the aliens.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's mind-bending when we try to comprehend that amount of time as humans, time that we could never even count to in our whole lives, even if we started right now. You know, it's like, but that's how old all of this is. That's how old the unconsciousness program is, way older than just this planet. You know, this is a stop. I think as it gets a lot easier. From a nine center perspective, because like, okay, this is this stop. This is we're at this part of the evolution, and we're very privileged to have the knowledge at this point in time, out of all of human history, to be incarnated at this time, to be able to have the knowledge, and to be able to also we also have a privilege in, for our generation, in that we're in terms of awareness that we get to see two different global cycles. And be aware of it. Nobody's ever been aware of a global cycle change before. Like, that's cool that we're incarnated. We get to be alive during this time and see
I
it.
remember when I was young, I remember looking at the cycles of what I could be aware of. And I
Yeah.
remember being like, things never really change. Like, how boring, like how lame. And then like to like it's cool to see like, whoa, on the precipice of like obviously, things in the grander sense do change, but I was talking about more like cultural, human, smaller cycle because I
In
was
the
young. But yeah, so it's cool to like actually be on the precipice of a huge change. I mean, we've already experienced a huge change in our lifetime because you're like ending a cycle. So it's like the 90s we grew up in is not, it's a different world. And people want to go back to that. We've talked about that. Like,
yeah.
because it is so different. And it was definitely nostalgia. Like, there's definitely the 90s nostalgia for
Yeah.
me. Like, it was a great time to like be a kid. But also, yeah, I recognize that, like, I don't know, it's just like cool and crazy to see that cycle change. And also to think about how old things are in the bigger picture, it makes it less important to
Yeah.
try to control it. And so when you're not trying to control it from a seven-centered thing of like, I have to figure this out logically and survive, then you can kind of lean into being aware and choosing what is correct for you now. And that's a totally different game, because once you're caught up in trying to survive when you don't need to be, you can't be aware, which means you're not going to be enjoying the ride. Because all you're doing is spending all of your energy trying to resist the flow of the river that you don't control. So I've definitely played that movie many times because I was like, and I can still, the walk can still sweep you up.
I can still, I mean, I could just still see the massive difference in just my overall life and process of, I mean, from the time of before I knew design, but also in design, that's where you see the most contrast is when you're aware, and me being aware of when I'm just doing my thing, I'm living out what I live out, which is kind of funny, like being a 2-4, waking up, doing my own thing, hop on sessions, hop in, start teaching. I'm done. Gonna do my thing. I'm gonna go read and study. I'm gonna play Xbox. I'm gonna binge a show, like doing my little 6-color environment, 2-4 thing. I'm transpersonal when I come out and I teach, or when I do something that has to do with my need motivation. Outside of that, I'm very much not transpersonal. And I see that, and I see things just happening in my life, people coming into my life, resources coming into my life, things leaving, resources leaving. And it's just, I'm just bopping around. I'm a projector. And as long as I'm doing things right, I slide through life more or less. Doesn't mean there's no catastrophes, but it's funny to watch that state and then watch what happens in transference of, I'm going to control this. I'm going to do this so that this will happen. It's a horror show compared to, and it's interesting.
Well, my transference is need. I'm like, we need
It's
to
like,
do this. We need to do this. We need to save these
we
babies. We
need
need to,
it. Not knowing. And that's the thing, is like, I transfer into fear. I don't know what to be afraid of. You transfer into need, you don't know what's necessary. It's like this, that's the distortion of transference. And it's so interesting for me to watch in my work. And then, of course, the reason why I'm good at it is because myself. You're not going to be good at rave psychology if you don't know your own personality. That's something, is I'm good at it because I've seen the horror show of my own personality. That's why I have a gift for it. I know the horror show of my own personality, and my own personality distortion. So I can look at that. Like, that's my blueprint. My blueprint is my own not self. That's the blueprint for everything for me, is that I know my not self very well. And I can look at that and I'm like, whoa. Life is so different when you're not thinking that you're the fucking police officer on the highway that gets to decide when people stop and when people can go and who you detain. And it's like, I got asked dating advice the other day by a projector, and I said, you wait and you see who recognizes you, and then you see who invites you, and then you decide whether it's correct for you according to your authority. That's it. That's a wrap. That's the whole book. That's the whole book. That's all that you're in charge of. And then when that's all that you're in charge of, things happen. Because it was asked, it was like, well, how does it work for you? Like, you have good relationships in your life. Like, yeah, I just wait, and then I see who invites me.
My husband
That's
knew
what I do.
that. Like, that's why it resonates, because you live as like you are you. Like, whether you know your type, whether you know, like, I remember him being like, yeah, I would never initiate, ever, never. He just like knew that and was like, oh God, yeah. Like, and it, no, I would
You
never.
especially know too, like in our stream, like being stream of romance, like he has struggle, I have emoting, like the way that our auras as projectors affect people, if we do, I think we learn really young. Like, I remember
Yeah,
being
he knew
a
that.
kid. I
He
remember
knew
being a
that
kid,
before
and I
grade
knew that if
school.
I walked up to somebody, it was like, like emoting would just, and
Like,
so I
even just the
learned.
thought of it to him was like, I would never,
It's gross. Yeah, it's
No, never.
gross.
So he was like the mysterious, like, oh, well, fifth line. So the girls were like, oh, who's that? Like, he doesn't like initiate anything, like, who is he? We can't see him. And it's funny too, because like how we got into relationship was exactly like I kind of knew that as a generator. Like, I don't initiate. Like, I'm not gonna go initiate something. My roommate was like, those are our neighbor boys. Do you want to invite them to our, should we invite them to our party? And I was like, And so then I'm like, hey, do you guys want to, and I like invited him, recognized, invited, and then just like pushed him away too, like solar plexus. So it's like, oh, come dance with me. And then I like pushed him away. And then he was like, the hell? Like, okay, see you later, I guess. I'm not invited here. Or, like, I'm not recognized. And so he left. And then I didn't even notice because I'm kind of aloof in certain ways. And like, then I saw him again. I was like, oh, hey, like, I'm with my friends. I like responded to him in the hallway and was like, do you want to come with us to this other place? Like, I kept inviting him places. And I remember at, and he would always like accept, but I remember like feeling somewhat vulnerable because I was like, the whole thing of like, you should be pursued as a girl. But like, at the same time, he was always like, accepted the invitation. So it wasn't like a, it'd be different if he was like not accepting the invitation, you know. But anyways, I remember asking him like, do you like want me to stop asking you, inviting you basically? Like, I like remember that. And he was like, no, I would like hang out with you all the time, like if I could. And I was like, oh, like, you know. So it's just like funny because like, had I thought of that traditionally or been caught up in that, but I wasn't
That's a
looking for a
problem,
partner. So it was, there was no pressure on it ever. It was just a like, I like you and I want to like keep inviting you. And anyway, so I think the only reason that worked in terms of the getting together in a true self way was because I wasn't looking for a relationship. Every time my mind was looking for a relationship, it was not self. The way that I would pursue it was not self. The things I thought I
Exactly.
needed was not self. So it's just like,
Exactly.
it, like I think that works when you're not looking for it, only because maybe you're not doing the not self thing to get it.
What are you going to find? I mean, this is one of the things for the projectors. Like, what are you going to find?
Like, what do you mean? Like, if you pursue
Like, you're a projector. What are you going to find? Like,
it?
what, you know what I mean? Like, where are you going to go? And you're going to find something. How is that going to, tell me how it's going to work if you, for you to go find something. That's not the job. The job
Yeah, it
is
like pushes
to
away.
refine yourself,
Yeah.
refine yourself, get a stronger aura, learn, master your system, get a stronger
Yeah.
aura, you get recognized more. I
Yeah.
never would have thought, I mean, and I never.
I couldn't help but invite him.
Exactly.
Like,
That's what
I
I'm saying.
couldn't
Like,
help
that's.
it. I like wanted, I waited by my phone being like, I'm not gonna, I'm waiting for him to text me. I'm like, come on, text me, text me.
That's what I'm
I was
saying.
just so excited to hang out with
Like,
him, but I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna do it because I can't. Not. So anyways, yeah, it's true. And even when you want to invite someone, I think like if there's like bitterness that comes out in the waiting, like I'm talking about now just like in terms of relationships of like projector or like hiring a pro like you still wait because it's a repulsion. And so like I see projectors be like, "No one's gonna recognize me. This I'm not like." And you're like, "Well, we can't right now because fair as fuck. Like, we had to wait until you're not. Yeah. So, there is a level of like recognizing yourself, working on yourself, and just trusting that. And then it's like, I feel like people can't help but invite. And it's true. It is a true thing for projectors for sure.
You just
So, yeah.
have to have a stronger aura. I mean, I see it with, I see it as a function of type with the way that aura works, just understanding how aura works, right? The thing about the generator that's satisfied. It's just satisfied generators, like it's like
You know
moth to a
what?
flame. Projectors are like moth to a flame. A
You know what's
satisfied
funny
generator.
about, yeah, it's like you, the same rule applies. Like, if you want something to happen as a generator, start loving your life. Stop pleasing everyone and start just like go getting your life force back online. Stop doing things you hate. Stop doing, like, stop forcing. That's the thing. It's like a, there's a difference. Like, I feel like what gets me out of alignment as a generator is obligation. Like, it's like that's my hook. Is like, oh, okay, I will, you know, or like whatever, especially when it comes to like my kids. So, like, I've had to learn that as a mom over and over again. Like, okay. I have to have these, like, I have to, like, and it's creativity too, because it's like, how can you be creative in getting the needs met, but also like their needs met, but also not being like trapped, right? Because I'm individual too. So, like, I like my freedom. So, I like, I have a gate of aloneness. So I'm like, okay, everyone leave me alone. I'm gonna go, like, take a bath. Nobody knock on the door. I know that I need those things, right? So, and if I don't do them, like my life force starts to like die. So,
Yeah, you have to have the things that you respond to. It's what I tell the generators. I mean, any generator in my life, if you don't respond to it, and it has to do with me, don't do it. It doesn't matter what you think you have to do for me. It doesn't matter what you think you have to do for me or what you're obligated. If you're not
You're not doing me
responding,
any favors.
if it's a no, then it's a no. It doesn't matter
Right.
what, it doesn't matter what's going to happen as a result. None of that stuff matters. If it's a no, it's a no. You don't need to explain it to me. You don't no. It's a no. That's it. That's all I
It's
know. It's a
still
no.
what I'm figuring out as a mom.
Yeah.
I also have the 29, so it's like gate of saying yes and like I'm tribal and like 40th gate, my open not self
Yeah.
heart. So yeah, it's definitely one where I like have to learn that, and I have,
Yeah.
but I still feel like I'm like fine-tuning it because the no is not honored by toddlers.
Yeah.
You could say no, but it doesn't,
For
they're
sure.
not gonna be like,
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Cool.
But actually, at the same time, there is a level of me just saying no, and like I don't know, like it does. I maybe it is true though that the more that I stand in that, honestly, that I do get respect from that, because I think part of it was like not in having it enforced.
There's
So
that, and
obviously there is a little bit of my responsibility of like the expectations I set up of like mom just available for everything.
also being emotional, it's like you very much teach people. When you're emotional, you have to teach people how to engage with you. That's what happens with me, is I teach people how to engage with me. I teach everybody, like, learns brain time. It's like it's really easy time conversion. You just take whatever the time is, you add on 30 to 40 minutes, and that's brain time. It's a
Well,
really easy time conversion.
also just like not being in the mood, like
Things.
honoring moods. And both of my children, I feel great. I'm like glad they're emotional, 'cause I'm like,
Oh, they're
good.
both emotional.
I'm like, good. I'm modeling this to you. It's okay to like not be in the mood. It's okay to like slow down. It's okay to like, I don't know.
Especially as an emotional generator, it's one of the most important things when I work with emotional generators, and the emotional generators in my life, is you're not a purely sacral generator that's just bopping around. You have all of this emotional awareness that you have to fuel. So if you feel like you can't work for the day, you feel like you need to lay in bed, you feel like you need to rest, it's because you do. You're not having sacral responses because your body needs to process emotions. I mean, I know I don't have a sacral response, so I know, I process emotions through just the adrenaline, using my adrenalized energy. I know how tiring that is. So I know that I don't know what it's like to have defined sacral, but I know how much it can take out of you emotionally to process. And because I can quantify energy as a projector, I can see that even as powerful as the sacral is, that takes a lot of energy and it does affect the mood. And so,
I
if you
also have
take that time
extremes.
away, yeah.
So I have like tons of energy sometimes to like do, or like tons of like, I don't know, I just operate in extremes. Like it's either like da 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 da, or like, okay, I'm gonna, and I've learned to just like honor that cycle rather than try to be this like output machine that's consistent. It's like
Right.
I don't need to prove anything during this time
It's so
where my
big.
energy is going like this and pulling me inward to just rest. It's like, okay, I
Yeah.
guess I'm just resting now. I used to
That's
fight
huge.
it, like mentally or internally. I used to try to like, and
Oh,
I
yeah.
like resist it mentally, like, oh, I don't want it, I don't want it, But it's like, oh, it's time to rest. So there's definitely way more acceptance of my like extremes than there ever was, and my cycles of just like, but I am still figuring out the saying yes and saying no to my children.
Yeah.
Easy for everyone else.
And
Like, it's easy for life. It's
I
easy
think
for
that's tricky
friendships.
as
It's
a
easy for
whole.
family. Like, with the
I
kids
don't.
are new because it's still new to me. Like, I only have a
Yeah.
4-year-old. So it's like, I've only been doing this for 4 years. So, like, I'm still figuring that out. And because I would like, I don't know, my mom was like this too, but it's like, oh, I give the shirt off my back is like where I started. So it's like, okay, now I have to like, think about this in terms of like everybody benefits from me being,
Right.
which I know, and I obviously try to maintain, but I definitely fall more into my traps in this realm.
Totally.
It's also just a new experience in general, so checks out,
Yeah.
takes a little. But
anybody's gonna figure it out, it'd be a 3-5. If I think about myself with kids, I'd learn the hard way, I think, a lot. Like, I know I would overextend my, like, I know myself. I know I would overextend myself. I'd probably have to get close to a burnout probably at some point
Well, we're both
to learn how.
59-6, so it's like
Yeah.
caring about the whole defense circuit, which is like how they're raised, how they're educated. Like, that's super important to me. So it's like, so, but like that is where I've built in what are the things that they can do when I am in a low mood or like low energy. It's like what are the activities, and things that can be built into that like allow for that space of rest. I mean, I got a MG son with all motors defined. Like my, and I have a manifestor daughter. So I was like, oh, phew. Like literally, she slept so much easier. Just like, she like will just, she'll just like chill. She'll just be like, okay, I'm time to chill. She'll like go sit on the couch. Like, it's just so cute because like he was never, oh, wait, like literally just like buzz, 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 buzz until he's like passed out. And he's still not that way. But if he has something to focus on, like that he likes doing, because he is passive in his environment. But so if he's like passively doing some activity, he'll do that for, I mean, it's not focus, I guess. It is just be like present with it. But like if it's something that he enjoys, like toiling with, like art, or he loves this like drawing thing. So like he'll do that for a long time. So it's just finding those things, I think. But yeah.
I think it's the probably the ages. Once you get them to a certain age, they can kind of do
Yeah.
their, they can do their thing.
It's so nice as they get a little, even just older, just watching them play together, because they're like 4 and a half, 2 and a half. So it's like almost 3 and 5. And like just even that, so different from having a 2-year-old and a baby. Oh my goodness. That is just like, it doesn't. There's no extra sacral for anything else. So it's just like completely taken up, because it's just go, 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 and then fall asleep. But yeah, like now they like will play together and do things together. And I'm like, yeah, you guys, I'll be the one out of this three, you guys go
Yeah.
be, and I'll just do my thing. It's nice. But yeah.
Yeah, it becomes easier. Is that
Yeah.
once they, yeah, so it's a lot easier when there's a sibling. Once
Yes.
they get a sibling,
Yes.
it becomes easier.
Totally. It's even just as a baby, like because she was entertained by him, just watching him.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember when it was just him and I, it was like, I have to like entertain you with like all these different things. Because he didn't like sit still and toil with things as a kid. He like was constantly trying to move. Like, he started walking at 7 months. He was just like, I'm gonna go. Like, he was like trying to crawl when he was like couple weeks old. I'm like, he's just like a little warrior. But yeah, so it's cool to watch. He's a 2-4. He's definitely a 2-4. Yeah, it's fun. I love them.
Fours are supposed to be the easiest kids. I was like, you don't need to do anything, just give
Yeah,
them a room until they're 30.
he's pretty like self-sufficient. Like,
Yeah.
he really is. Like at four.
Fours are. Yeah, we're just doing our own thing. Like, I don't know how,
He
it's the
knows
only
how
way
to
I know
get
how to
like food
explain
for
it.
himself. Like,
Yeah, that's like, that's the only way. It's like, what do they do? I'm like, we just know how to do our own thing.
yeah.
That's ever since I was a kid, I just remember I knew how to do my own thing.
He'll like want me physical proximity, but like other than that, he's just kind of in his world.
That's.
Well, it depends, but he definitely likes certain, yeah, he definitely likes me to like engage in his stuff too, though. But yeah, like he definitely has his world, and he's definitely the leader of those two, and it's pretty funny to watch. Although Aurora is like she's a manifester, so she definitely like has her own like power in it, like hard to explain, but like I'm glad she's like that, because like he could run her over a lot in things, because he's just so like powerful. And so, but she'll like stand up to him, and he'll be like, okay,
Yeah, that's
I don't know,
good.
because
No, that
he's
is.
like very gentle, kind-hearted. I don't know. He's Scorpio, Sun, Cancer, Moon, Leo rising. She's a Sag, Virgo, Moon, Scorpio rising. So very different beings, but also like resonate to each other in different ways.
Yeah. Both energy types.
Yep.
Now it's
Both emotional. both defined ajna to head, same
Okay.
channel, 6124, which is like all their generation, like had it because it was like defined for so
It's,
long.
yeah. It's
So
such an intense channel.
I'm like, I was like glad about the head
So intense.
definition and the emotional because I'm like such a strong like mind that I was like glad that they had that just because I didn't want to, I don't know.
Condition.
I didn't want to
You want
condition their
to be able to.
emotions or the both of those things are like seem intense to be on the
Yeah.
other side of. So I was like, good.
Yeah, dude.
I'm glad you have that definition. But
Yeah, definitely intense. It's so cool that they just being able to raise children from the time that they're before their development.
it's a trip though, because I still have my conditioning and not self that I have to like, I'm like the eating thing is the hardest thing for me with him because he's open taste. So like picky eater and open spleen. This is only open center. And so he's just very picky with his food, which like isn't a problem, but for some reason my mind wants to make it a problem.
It's funny when you find those places in your conditioning
I know.
where
And
it's
I can
like,
hear my parents
yeah.
because I have close taste. I can
Okay.
hear my parents being like, you can't just eat this, only this. I can hear that. And I'm like, Cass. And although I don't really like complain about him eating things on repeat, I just worry that my mind worries like, oh, you need more of this. But he eats healthy. Like he eats like, he mostly just like wants fruit and yogurt. It's like what he wants. He'll have like meat sometimes, but I'm like, I have to trust that this is correct for you. But my brain is saying, no. Like these things, you
Yeah,
need all
those,
these things.
yeah, taste it for a kid with taste, that is a, that's a
It's tough.
interesting determination, yeah, determination to, because
Even like my daughter has alternating, and that's so much easier to me. Even
yeah.
though you'd think it'd be harder, I don't, but she's more open to things than he is.
Yeah.
Like he's like very like specific.
Yeah, second color bodies, that's the way it's like. Second color bodies are closed off to everything until they're open to
Yeah.
something.
And you'd
Just
think
like
that I would
shoes.
get that because that's my
Yeah.
body. And I do empathize though with it, and I am more open than other parents would be because of that. Like I remember that as a kid, because my husband would be like, "I don't understand. It's just fuel," because he's direct light. So he's like, "I don't get it. It's just fuel. You just put it in your
Feel
body."
for his day.
But he literally will not eat when the sun goes down. And this, he knew this before we knew design. I remember it would get late and he'd be hungry and be like, "I can't eat. I'll just get sick." And I remember being like, "What? Like, I'm starving. If I don't eat, I won't be able to sleep. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm gonna eat. Okay." And then learning his design, I'm like, that's why we were like laughing. We're like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. And then for me, the thing would be if I didn't like something, I wouldn't eat it. And he'd be like, it's just food, it's just fuel. And I'm like, no, if I eat that, I'm gonna feel sick. So it's like he can understand through that. 'Cause I'd be like, well,
Right.
telling Thad to eat this is like basically telling you to eat when it's dark out. And
Right.
then it's like, oh yeah, nobody wants to eat and feel sick. So it's like it translates, but he definitely is like such a, and he goes through phases. So I like find the thing he likes and then it's like changes. And I'm like, now what are you gonna eat to like, that's gonna be good for you?
So
It's
funny.
such a mind trip.
Yeah, this,
Sometimes I
it's
struggle with it and other times it's super easy.
right.
Because I just
That's my
provide what.
experience with open taste people. It's
Yeah.
like sometimes with open taste people it's like super easy, and other times the condition, like just the conditions, you know, the circumstances of what they like is just not, doesn't line up very easy.
It's hard.
Sometimes it's just like it's perfect, like boom, it's perfect. And other times, like, what are we gonna do? Like I've been in that
Literally.
experience. Was like, I don't know how I'm going to get you the food that you want right now. I'm
That's
gonna
how
do
it
everything that
feels. You're
ever I
like,
can, but
yep.
sometimes whatever I
Like,
can
what do I buy
isn't.
though? Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes whatever I can is not like I'm just shooting in the dark sometimes. Like
That's how it feels. 'Cause I'll try to make him new foods that I'm like, will he try it?
yeah.
'Cause he has to be open to trying it. And he's not open to trying much. But at the same time, he will sometimes. But it definitely is like, it's either easy and I'm just like, this is the thing he's into right now. And I just like provide it and he eats it. Like right now, he eats tacos. So like he wants tacos every night. And I'm like, okay, well, if you will eat it and that's what you want and I can make it from home and it's like, cool. Like, but it does get challenging because like sometimes I don't want to have to make the same or like two meals or like, you know, but like that's where the real life meets that. And like, I just try to do my best to not like condition that out of him. And I like tell him, like, just listen to that. And I will like get upset and then I'll be like, okay, let me rewind and actually take that back because I'm not correct. You're correct. You know, it is challenging though for the mind sometimes when you're just trying to like get a meal and make it easy.
With a child, it's very, I mean, it's different. That's been my experience with Second Color is sometimes it can be very difficult and sometimes it's very easy. It's great when it's super easy. It's like, boom, you want this? Like,
We
it's
go
like,
in a
want this
flow of
again?
that, it being very hard and very easy. Because once I find what he likes, that is also like lining up with like, I don't know, I tend to go towards like more like I'm like looking for things that are like whole foods more than not. Because actually, even if he likes something, like he loves ramen, but what I notice when he eats it a lot, he gets like poofy eyes. So I'm
The
like,
quality of the food is so interesting, such an interesting thing for me to watch
yeah.
with these nine centered forms. I mean, I'm sound, which is different, but my it's funny for me to be around somebody that's like consecutive or alternating. They eat very simple. My body does best when food isn't processed. I'm healthiest when food isn't processed. It wasn't always, it didn't always present the way that it does now. The way that it is now, it's like my body will have pretty visceral reactions to processed food. It didn't used to be like that. My body was fine with it before, and now my body's like, no. Now, if you think about a child's body, it's not homogenized, it's going to react. Different determination, but the same principle.
So I tried to find him a healthy ramen, bought a bunch of these things, and he didn't like it. I'm like, okay, well, that's not gonna work. But yeah, it is interesting because like, why do they, is it because of the manipulation of the food that you like wanted, even if it's not good for you? I always
I
wonder
think
about
so.
that.
Yeah, I think.
Because like, we are these nine centered forms like accounting for the manipulation of our food? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't
I
know the answer to that, but.
something when it comes to food that's been interesting because I have fifth color determination and I am digesting sound is that if my body's picking up all the sound that's been in the food and that's what is really reacting to is the amount of sound that's in the food as if I can tell the difference in where I eat. If I eat in a nice restaurant, it's not just because
Yeah, the sound
the food quality
quality.
is good. Is what's the sound? Yeah, the amount of sound that's gone into the fish is different in a can of tuna as opposed to something that's trout that's caught here, for instance, or something that's shipped as opposed to trout that's here. Like I can feel the difference in my body when I eat food that has less sound in it, and it's. I've essentially gotten myself sick on purpose to understand this, which is a
Yeah,
very 40,
sometimes you have
very
to because you have to.
42.3. Like that's a very 42.3 thing. Like
Yeah, you have to like see the
let's try on our,
difference.
And it is very
Well, and there's nothing
different.
more motivating than the physical reality.
Yeah, because I'm like, ugh, yeah, no, not gonna do it. I'd rather just wait. I'd rather wait. Which is also something when you have emoting. I mean, emoting is. It's about eating and in a lot of ways, like emoting the way that you operate through your wave has to do with eating and pleasure. It's really weird.
I
Is
mean, he also is emotional too. So it's like,
that's adding.
and he's a 12-22, so it's individual. So
There you go.
obviously mood. And
Mood
so like he
and
would be
pleasure.
like, I don't want to eat at dinner, but I want to eat at like 9 p.m. when I should be in bed. And I'm like, I am tired. I don't want. So I'm like, this would be so great when you're old enough and you can just eat whenever the F you want, you
That was
know?
me. I'd be in the fridge at like 2 a.m. or
Well, like
whatever.
I'll make him like popcorn or something with like coconut oil or whatever. Like, and he likes that. But like, yes, so like finding the things that we do like at night when he, because he's a late night eater. He likes to eat at night, which is funny because when he was a baby, he would become super active at night inside of like my womb. He'd just like start kicking like every night at like around 8 or 9. He's just super active. But yeah, I mean, maybe that's because I was still, and that's when babies wake up. I don't know. But no, because my daughter wasn't really like that. So who knows? I don't know. She goes to bed, and he's more of a night person, I would say. But yeah, they're just so different, and like, it's cool to know those things, but it's also a mind trip still. For the homogenized mind, because like we were all, raised and there's some level of conditioning and homogenization that we all experienced
Still,
culturally.
yeah, still undoing the
I
article.
remember like
Sorry.
going through phases with food too. Closed
Yeah.
taste people, we do that. We're seasonal. We like eat the same thing and then it's repulsive. Like you couldn't touch it. And then it might come back around in another season. When you like it again. And he does that. And I remember being like, oh, I don't need to like freak out that like, all right, because I used my mind would be like, but you left this thing. But it's like, oh no, it's a season. Like you did the same thing. So it's actually good that I was that I am closed taste was as a kid too, because and I remember like it's kind of a non-negotiable. Like my mom didn't really have a choice. I mean, I guess she could have forced me, but I just like wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
Like if it was something I didn't like, I just would be like not eating, and then she'd feel bad because she's like, "Oh, I want you to eat." And that's exactly how I feel with him. I'm like, "Well, I'm not gonna not feed you because
Right.
like you're my
Yeah.
child and I love you."
Makes sense. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but I don't know. Anyways, interesting stuff, and there's probably a lot more into it too because like even if you're not a sound person, if you're like individual, you're still like there's still an acoustic thing going on. So I wonder, I don't know, I just wonder about these different things. He's splenic, so it's just complex beyond just him being open
There's a
taste.
lot with the moding, the stream,
Yeah.
just the whole stream, like something
Yeah.
that I've learned
It's all
is,
about the mood.
yeah, I only eat now. I only eat when I'm in the mood. If I'm not
Yeah.
in the mood to eat, I do not eat because I'm not going to feel good. And
Yeah.
it's a
You know what?
really gnarly type of hunger that comes. It's like through the emoting stream when we're hungry, when we're in the mood to eat.
Yeah.
I can eat a lot of food and I'm completely fine. If I eat that same amount of food when I'm not in the mood, I'm going to be sick. I'm not going to
Yeah, you
feel
know
good. I'm
what?
going to be
This is good
bloated.
that you're reminding me of this because I already know it, but it's like good to remember that like why he's not eating something might actually have nothing to do with the food itself and might actually just have to do with his mood of not being in the mood to eat it yet. And yeah, it's just good reminders for my not self mind.
It's something that's very specific to emoting, to the emoting stream, So it is something to learn. It's like
I mean,
when I,
I have the 55, but I also feel that way.
55 is very much, 55 is about eating
Eating,
and
yeah.
pleasure and all of those things. So yeah, there's.
I can, like, as you're saying that, I'm like, yes, if I'm not in the mood and I eat something, I feel terrible. Whereas, like, other times, like you said, I can just, like, I remember that
Gross.
as a child. My mom would be like, how did you eat that entire, like, foot long, like, sub or whatever? And I'm like, I don't know. Just
Way
sometimes
that
I
I
could
think
eat
about it,
everything.
yeah, like the way that I think about the emoting stream, what's helped me is I just pinpoint it to the two things that that stream likes, food and sex, and I think about it in that context.
Yep.
In that context, it's like it doesn't matter how attracted to my partner, it doesn't matter. I can be so attracted to her. If I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood. It's the same thing will apply to food, and it has
Yep.
nothing to do with that because I could think about really nice restaurants that I absolutely love that are hard to even get into, that are hard to even get reservations at within like a week. And if I'm not in the mood, even though I
Yeah.
love that food and I love the whole experience and it's something that I'll look forward to for like a week, if I'm not in the mood, it's just not happening.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's the way that I think about it with the emoting stream is just food and sex. And then I think about the mood, like how important it is for those two things. And it helps conceptualize the extreme of the emoting stream that it will want that or it won't.
Yeah, experience has shown me that it's not worth it when you're not in the mood. Like
No, it's not.
you can force it from the mind when you're not in the mood and it will never be, well, for me, satisfying because
Yeah.
I'm so it's like, yeah. Good little reminders. Thank you.
That's what I've learned with having emoting and just overall with that stream and working with people on the stream and also with children in that stream is you've got to go with the mood no matter what, because that's how you nurture the mutation too. That's the other thing, is that the mutation gets interfered with essentially when we do something outside of the mood, and so it disrupts our mutative process. And so it can be hard for the not self mind. I mean, I've had to learn this through my not self mind, like, don't do this now, even though you feel like you want to, because you need to do
Because
this or blah,
it
blah,
was,
blah. Because of all this, it's like, don't do it. Like, I'll have times where, for instance, I'm going to teach and I want to teach. My personality is fourth color. I always want to be educating. And my emotional system's like, I'm not doing that today. And I'm like, but, and I watch my personality want to, and my emotional system's like, we're not doing that today. And
I know
it's
what you're
like,
talking about,
and I'm like, okay. Oh,
It
I remember that I listened to you. You're not like, I remember I'm not
and
in
it like
charge.
starts to feel like good to honor it too, because you are, well, like especially if you have the experiences of not. And sometimes I needed those to like know why I do honor it.
Changes so much. And yeah, in my experience, I've got to, I don't know, I think part of
It's
it.
good role modeling for you to do that because it's a permission giving too. So it's like of like it's you can honor that. Like, 'cause we don't live in a world that honors that. So it's like it's refreshing to have that honored because there's the people that like need it for themselves, and it's like, oh, thank you, because I want to honor that also. And like it's nice to set, for me being like a fifth line too, it's like I had to set that up going into things, like that's the expectation. And it was just so freeing because it's like,
That's what I do, is this is how I operate.
yeah.
You know, because I know that anybody that's
Because it's not that people
listening
get
is
mad
going to.
about you canceling. It's like about an expectation thing. If they entered into it knowing that, it's different than entering into something thinking it's going to be the standard,
That I'm going to operate like, well, it's just like, how am I
like
going to operate? Like,
strategic,
according
or
to
I don't
the,
really even know what, but yeah.
it's just the conditioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, that's one of the big things is yet the, it's funny. I condition people to deal with me in the way that is correct
Right.
for me, you know? But it does make all the difference. That's the recognition and the feedback that I get is, people are grateful that I operate the way that I do, because it does give them the permission to do it, which totally makes sense. I'm a creative role model, so I'm like, oh yeah, I can see now.
Right.
Whereas as a creative role model, all I know is that I have to do something first that nobody else, like, I know that I'm always going to be first. I'm always going to do it. I have to learn. Nobody gets to like show me the way. I'm here to set an example of the way. And so I'm used to my, it's not trial and error, but I'm used to like what resistance I have to meet and learn. I'm not, and because I'm lower trigram, I'm not really like in, oh, everybody else is going to learn from this. It's like, I'm in my own 2-4 thing. I'm doing my thing. And then I'm like, oh, that was beneficial. Oh, that's great. I'm glad that helped you. Okay. Cause I don't think about it. It's probably being an 8.2 as well. Like, I'm a 1.2 and an 8.2. So this is like, love is like service. Like, it's just all like doing your own thing, and then seeing the results later. I think it is, that's the era that we're going into. It's so different from, this is how you do this because I said so. It's
I
very
think we're
different
right. I
from,
think a lot of us are ready for that.
it's so different from, well, you can watch me do this. You know, you can watch it if you want, because that's what creative role modeling is. I'm going this way. You can, I'm going to set the example because that's just what I do, not because I want to be the example, but because I know that either I set the example or I made an example of, so I'm gonna, and I know that I've got, an illusion of a choice there. So I'm gonna just set the example, because it's one way or the other. If you're 8-1 and you don't set the example, you're gonna get the backlash from the Maya that you didn't set the example, because that's the role. We're the only ones that are supposed to be example, only ones that are here to be examples of direction. So it's like, you could be not self and you can shy away from the role. You know, you could shy away from the role And it doesn't matter whether it's a, I mean, this applies to all types, alpha manifestor, alpha generator, alpha projector, all of us. You can shy away from it or you can step into it.
Yep.
And a lot of the time, you shy away from it, you run into a resistance. If you step into it, you might run into the resistance of the what's this individual doing? You'll run into
Right.
that, but that's just part of the game, you know? And but you have to make that, I say make that decision. I like to play things out in my head like I am making decisions. That it comforts me to be like, I made that decision. That's my own trip. That's my own thing.
I'm in control.
Yeah, that's my own thing. You know, that's my own thing. And everything in life ends up playing out better, even
Yeah.
if you don't know. And a lot of times you don't know. I'll know the direction I'm going. I'll know an outline, but I won't know all the details until I'm on the path. And it's a lot of that releasing control, which is funny to be somebody that has direction but not know.
Yeah.
Where are you going? This way. What's
This
that way?
way.
I don't know. But you can follow me. It's like Ross said, he's like, I would follow the A1. He's like, that's the only person I would follow because that's how I would survive. They actually know. But it's funny because you ask us and we're like, I don't know. We say I don't know a lot for the people that actually know where they're going.
Well, I mean, that's individual, mutative. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Until
I
I
don't
do, and then I
know.
know. I'll
Yeah.
know
Which
when I
drives people crazy.
know. I'll know when I know. Yeah. Do you love me? I don't know. The 55.
55, yep.
I
She loves
don't
me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me
know.
not. She
I
loves
remember
me.
doing that on the pedals. Like, yeah.
I have like consciously played that in my head. Because I'll wake up and I'm like, how do I feel about her? This is just such an emoting thing, you know? It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about it. And then the next day, oh man, I love her. I'm in love with her. And then the next day, she's cool. Like, it's such a
Yep.
the spectrum of it is like, I don't know. I'm in love with her. She's pretty cool.
And then the whole spectrum
And
becomes the
then that goes into clarity. And then it goes, you know, over time, it's like, oh, and then you find out that you're in love with her because then everywhere, that's where it is. Like, I'm in a low. Yeah, I'm in love with her. I'm in a high. Of course I am. I'm melancholic. Yeah, definitely am. But it's so funny to watch the feeling out of what the emotions towards really anything, people, place, or thing. But I've consciously thought
I
about it.
feel like the love is always there, but I also
Always.
have the 49, and so in a low, it's like you're cut, like in a low. So I've had to learn to not do that. I've had to learn to not trust that because I actually just have to ask my gut, and like it will give me the answer. And like it's never what my mind thinks or what my trip is about. I remember when I stopped, like it'd be like, "Is this relationship correct?" And I'd be like, "Yes," and I'd be like, "Do you need to change something about this relationship?" And be like, no. Be like, what? What do you mean? My mind be like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? I have all these agendas, all these
The
like
sacral.
tribal agendas that I need to like control. Yeah, there is all of that. I forgot about all of that deconditioning, but I did that like before I knew human design. It was just r healthy relating. It was like not being codependent. It was like getting rid of the codependency that maybe is more prevalent in the tribe. So yeah. It's like, yeah, the destructive entitlement.
Yeah, destructive entitlement.
It's like the best way to describe it.
It really is probably the best way to
I'm
describe it.
entitled to this because so someone had posted about that today where it was like saying like basically when you tell your partner I need this from you, that it's like a wo of coming from like a wound, right? Like an unmet childhood thing. And basically talking about the same thing, like in terms of like it being destructive entitlement and like the comments, it just everyone was so triggered because they're just,
Spiraling, huh?
yeah,
Just
like,
spiraling.
no, I do not, I agree with most of your posts, but I do not agree with this, like, you know, and I'm like, I see what he's saying here. He's saying like when you are differentiated, then you can choose your partner because you don't require them to meet your basic needs. You're not making them responsible for X, Y, or
Not making
Z.
them responsible for your nervous system regulation. Not making them
Right.
responsible for
And that's where
calming your
things get.
emotions. You're not making
And
them
that always
responsible.
erodes intimacy. Like, you can say that you have a right to that, cool, but it will erode intimacy and
Well,
it
then you
will
yeah.
destroy your relationship.
Yeah, it
And
will.
then, like, then you just have a flat relationship with nothing but obligation and things you can't talk about. So it you can't have true intimacy unless you're differentiated, unless there's like a high level of and it's an ongoing game, right? Because like no one's
My experience.
perfectly differentiated.
Yeah.
No one doesn't have any not self that doesn't come up from anything. Like I get triggered and I'll have my not self come up, but I know how to like see it. I know how to calm
That's the
it. I know how
difference.
to not say
Yeah.
this is the truth and call myself out of my own bullshit, you know? And that's the only thing that can like sustain something because you have to be able to be responsible for your shit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just projecting it onto them or you're trying to get it through them. And then all it does is destroy the relationship. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's, I think the definitely the understanding of what, for me, it's been, of course, like the mechanics, but the understanding of the other. For instance, if the other has, well, all inspiration is something that's super activating for a lot of people. So I'll use inspiration as an example. When there's somebody in my life, if I have a lover that has inspiration, it's really funny because we're both going our own way, doing our own thing. I'm not involved in the same way that I am with somebody that doesn't have inspiration. I mean, even a defined G is entirely different. You're still on my trip, still going my way. But the moment that there's inspiration, if I have a lover that has inspiration, could be going all wherever, you know, just like me, I could be going wherever in my direction, and we don't even notice that we're going in that direction. We're just moving, right? And so it's easy for me, I guess, in the sense that I have inspiration, but because of that, I am very aware that, ooh, this could really be activating for a lot of people. And I know that I have in the past that it's been activating that I can just get up and go wherever, whenever I have direction, you know. So, but the moment that that's not recognized, that relationship is done. I can try. You know, I can try, and I can
You don't
try and
think it
make
can
things work,
ever
but
change? Or, I
again, I
mean,
mean, it can
it
change,
depends, but.
but there has to be, for a projector, there has to be recognition of it again, because I can't just have my emotional system recognized and then my individual identity not recognized, you know, because that just tells me what you just like my emotional energy,
Well,
that,
yeah, all
you
of it for
know,
sure.
all of it. So.
But I have seen myself go from trying to control certain aspects of my husband to being like, I really love that. Like, or like, there would be like, oh, I love this part of this, but then this part, can you just tone it down a little bit? Instead of, but that was coming from a view of like a psychological view of like, oh, it's not good to be like this. It means this to be like this. Like you could take that in a relationship and be like, oh, it means you don't love me because you're going the other way and you didn't. But it's like if you can actually see that it has nothing to do with that, and then you can actually
Exactly.
just see that it's part of their design, you can move, I feel, from trying to control it or feeling wounded by it to actually just recognizing it, and then it starts to become something that is attractive because it's the person living as themselves, which is
That's my
attractive.
experience with the channel of inspiration. That's been
Yeah.
my experience when with
Like,
having a lover with the channel of inspiration. I think it's great. You're in Thailand, you're in Japan, you're in, okay, great. And yeah, I'm doing this, yeah. And I don't, you know, it's so different. It's such a different process, because I'm not going to think about her telling me where she's going or what. She has inspiration.
right.
Later, she'll tell me where she's
Right.
been and what she's doing. She'll tell me later, because that's the way that it functions. And it's
Yep.
really the same thing for me. I know
Which,
that somebody's for me. If they can accept that about me, you know, then I could be for you. But if not,
But
then
I do feel
yeah.
like there can be learning,
Oh, for sure.
but also too, yeah, like, yeah, that's a complex one, but I do feel like there can be learning. Like, yeah.
There's always learning.
Yeah.
And but see, that's the difference between having companionship or not. See, I understand how that works, because I am an 8-1. If somebody wouldn't be an 8-1, I could see where they would see it a little bit differently than the
But
other
like
group.
for my husband's channel of initiation is dominance for me. But I used to be like, oh, like don't like compete so much, like, like that type of thing. But I don't feel that way. I actually find it really attractive how competitive he is. I think it's really cool. Like it's actually the thing that is super attractive to me now. But back then, there was a not self part of me that was like, oh, like tone it down, kind of. Right? And then like also struggle. Like I used to be like, doesn't have to be that hard. Just, but like literally, like so I was making these like hilarious, like I was having like, chat make funny photos of this guy struggling up a mountain for his like background screen. And I'm like, make it more extreme, even more extreme. Like he's in tar, like screaming, because like literally we laugh about it, but like that gives him inspiration. Like he loves like a good struggle. Like he loves when it's something's really a challenge before him, and like I find that attractive. I don't, and
They're
it the
stubborn.
only reason it was a problem was because it either viewed from a lens of it's not healthy to be this way, or I have to be this way too, and it's not. But if you can be differentiated and you can see,
Exactly.
like my partner is gonna go their own way, and that's actually attractive. It's a different thing than feeling like, oh, that means something
Yeah,
about our
they don't
relationship.
care about me, or they think this,
So
or
we
they're
are all
not doing
dealing with
this.
that homogenization in the culture of what these things mean, right? So you have to be able to face your own conditioning and see, is this actually true for
Which
me?
is that
Can I
takes a
accept
lot.
it? Is it true? Like this idea of like things should be just easy. Like, does it have to be true for everyone? No, it's not true for him. Like that would be very boring for him. He likes a good struggle. Like
For
he likes
me, the
purpose. Like it's like
they
this
need
is
that.
meaningful because it's
They need that.
hard. This is meaningful because it's like not everyone can do it. It's
You
like this is
have to
giving me
give it.
life because it's not for everyone. And it's like both of his channels working together, I feel like. But it's like I find that so cool now that I'm not my not self looking at it. So I do feel you can I do feel that you can look at those things differently. I don't feel like it, but maybe if I was entering a relationship now, maybe I might feel that way, that it was like a game.
It's the recognition of it. In my experience, when it comes
It
to
would
people
depend. It would just depend
with
on what my authority
struggle,
said.
it's the, for instance, women with struggle, I know that they're stubborn. I do find that attractive
Yeah,
because
I get
that's
that.
them. Even so, I know that a woman with struggle is going to be stubborn, and they're going to be stubborn to a degree that a woman without struggle is not. And so
I can
the
see
way
that.
that so the way that that's viewed, like for me as a hetero man, this very, you know what I mean? This is very classic, very,
A difficult woman, though.
very, yeah, exactly. It's like I see it and it's attractive to me because that's what she is.
Right.
That's what she is.
And if a person being themselves isn't attractive, I guess that's where you really go, that's not a correct relationship.
Exactly.
But at the same time, when is someone not being, oh, okay, just kidding. I can see it. I mean, correctness is attractive, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be correct for you. It's not going to be like the right, but yeah. But in general, I would say we're all attracted to correctness. Like it's not gonna, we're like, it's like, oh, cool. I'm either inspired by it or I'm like, like it's going to have a different. Which is funny because I feel like a lot of us hide our true selves, or and it gets distorted, and then we don't. I mean, I guess it's not attractive perhaps to the not self, maybe.
Yeah, to the not self, and
I guess that's
it's
true.
something, yeah, to the not self, because the not self is like, I see it
True.
with having
True.
emoting, where emoting energy is very attractive, but you also have to deal with the provocation. You also, it's like,
Provocation doesn't bother me, but that's probably because I have a good drive.
well, you're all, I mean, your husband has struggle, so it doesn't surprise me that doesn't bother. But in my experience, it's always been interesting to watch my emotional energy be attractive. But what does the passion come with? It comes with pain. It comes with provocation. It's like, yeah, sure, you love this, but you also, this is the other, this is the price for it. You got to pay the same price that I do, in a sense. I have to pay for the provocation. I have to pay for the pain. I have this price that comes with having passion
There,
energy.
I feel like there would be pain there too, just
There
from
is.
a life of feeling like in a low, it's like especially amplified where it's like, oh, you can, you know.
So it's how, at what level, and I can feel too, what level I'm recognized, because it goes from the recognition of my emotional energy and the depth of my emotional energy to my spirit. There's a difference. There's a difference. Everybody wants my emotional depth. Everybody wants passion. Everybody, I mean, I know what it's like to be. I have an emoting projector that I'm very, very close to. I know what it's like to be in that energy. I know what it feels like. It's very attractive. But there's a difference between liking that and then actually recognizing the depth of the spirit, that you can move through all of that pain, that you can move through all that pain, that you can bring passion out of it, you can transmute it, that you can experience extreme emotions and still remain yourself and still wake up every day and be in the world and interact with people. Despite the how deep it can get, and how much despair can be there. Like, that's so different from just the way that it feels to be around my emotional energy. The way that it feels to have my focus penetrating more, putting all of that emotional energy on somebody is so, the way that it feels is so different. And it's really the not self that just wants the emotional energy. Right, wants to be hopped up off it, just like the not self of an undefined sacral wants to just be plugged into a sacral, whether it's healthy or not, right? But the person that recognizes my spirit, they never have problems with my provocations. It's never an issue.
Well, because like for me, when I'm watching a provocation, I mean, I've never been in aura with you, but I don't think it would really change much for me. But I just feel like I am like, oh, there's Brayton doing Brayton's thing. Like, I like that. It's the spirit recognition, but I feel like it's not personal to me. I don't know if that's because I'm defined there, but I'm just like, if it's correct, I take it. And if not, it's for someone else. The provocation or the whatever.
Being a 55 has a lot to do with it, because it's the awareness of provocation or not. 55 has awareness of provocation or not, and 55 wants the provocation. So 55s, in my experience, are always
It doesn't bother me the way that it bothers
above.
some people, I feel like.
I think that's the awareness
I
of
feel like it's a
provocation, a
necessary
lot of it.
thing. Like,
Yeah, for the
and
spirit.
people want it for the things that they are on the side of being provoked. I've experienced that too. It's like, you want me to be heretical and structuring what you're on the side of, but as soon as I structure something that is mutative to something you hold dear, no. But yeah, there is definitely discomfort, I think, for change or whatever, mutation, always a little bit, and depends on how you deal with that.
It's so important to recognize the what you have is your definition, or what your partner has is their definition, and allowing that to play out instead of trying to control it, or trying to control it, trying to or make them go against it. It's like, it's so, if I have a sacral lover, then a no is a no. We're not going here because I'm not responding to it. We're going here because I'm responding to it. I'm the projector. I'm here to serve the sacral response. If you like it, I love it. Looks like it was like we're
It's
going
gonna be a
where,
fun time if
we're gonna
you are,
do whatever you're responding to. It's the recognition of the other, and how they are designed. That's the beauty of design, is that it doesn't matter if your partner is in design or out of design. If you can see how they operate at some level, and you can nurture that, everything is better. Intimacy, everything is better, because you're going with the natural order of things, how they're designed to operate, whether they're aware of it or not, is going to benefit their life. As opposed to when we're going against something, going against how we're naturally designed to be, that is going to really muck up the intimacy. That's something that I'm really passionate about, is how can I improve, or how can I strengthen relationships through mechanics?
Yeah, me too.
What are all the ways that are simple and practical that things can be better held together? When I look at myself, I'm stream of romance, your husband's stream of romance. There's these pretty simple things in the stream of romance that are going to massively hold the relationship together. The simple romantic moments, the acoustic I love you, there's so really simple things that are going to help the relationship, hold the relationship together. And romance is a difficult thing because it can just die out of nowhere. So it is high maintenance in that sense. I mean, I see it as high maintenance. I see myself as high maintenance because you can't become complacent when somebody's in the stream of romance. It has to continue. And so I can see that. And
I think it applies though to all relationships.
oh yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's in us too. That's the other thing is that
Yeah.
romance is in all of us and it's part of our
It's like a
evolution.
pillar of a relationship.
It's important. It's very important.
And that's what gets killed through obligation and through anxiety or lack of differentiation.
Exactly. Yep. And I see that it's interesting because having like being in the stream of romance, there's this whole experience of this is the way that I operate and this is what I actually need to be healthy. I actually need romance to be healthy. I can't have a relationship where there's not romance or I'm not going to be healthy, right? And so when I look at that, how that affects me, and then I can look at, okay, I'm not even in this stream. So for instance, somebody's in a stream of feeling, that's an entirely different fuel. And this has been my experience. It's like, okay, well, so we need new experiences. We need to do these things. And then I'm nurturing the what her needs are for her definition, the needs of that channel. How am I going to nurture the needs of that channel? And that's going to make a massive difference in the relationship. So how can I, this was like, how can I make sure that I'm doing what I need to do, which is of course a strategy and authority, but what are the little things that I need to do to make sure that she's seen and she's recognized and her emotional system is healthy? It's these in my experience, from what I've experienced, and then also in terms of me giving outer authority, these are places that can make relationships work. They can make the places where the not self would tear things down and burn them. They can make it work in the context that it's not going to tear things down and burn it. It's not going to be destructive because it doesn't have to go to that place of, well, this isn't working. Or yeah, being high maintenance. If I don't have to go to this place of, well, she doesn't tell me that she loves me enough. If I don't have to, if I don't have to go to that place, if my not self mind, if I don't have to deal with my not self mind because my emotional system is like, oh, we get the acoustics. Yeah, she loves us. It's helping reinforce the basic needs of the channel, the basic needs of the definition. That's been the experience. That's been the experiment so far in.
It's like awareness of those things. I also feel it has, it's like an ongoing thing that you maintain through, like, to me, talking about it. Because it's like for me and my husband, we have electromagnetic in the feeling stream. So it's like that's always been a thing for us, is like going on adventures together and like always having to like refresh things through new experiences and new like adventures. And it's always like if things, it's like, what's our new adventure? And then like we also have tribal, so touch. Like sometimes it's not talking because he is a completely open throat. So it's like sometimes it's really just like physical touch that is way, I have found, can be more effective sometimes than talking. And sometimes things need to be talked about because we also have like emotional bonding. So it's like, that there has to be that. It's all of it though. It's like a well-rounded thing, and you water it, and you have to water it intentionally. You have to like choose it. You have to commit to watering it, and both people have to commit to watering it. And not from like a, I mean, when things start to slip into like a destructive entitlement, it's like a re, that's where I kind of see the bargains almost. It's just a bringing to light what is the parameters of the relationship, but it's not in a way that's like, you must provide this for me in order for me to be happy. And I think it can become that in a lot of ways that also erode it, erode those things actually becoming the thing to begin with. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like there's almost like more subtle ways to bring those things back alive that I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's like sometimes it can be subtle or like through an action or like through a Maybe that's maybe
comes down
us.
to, I think it comes down to caring.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that out of my caring is tribal. And so the way that I express how I care is tribal. It's possessive. I'm a 45. It's possessive. So the expression of my caring is tribal is 45 and 32. 32 is, can you be, are you, do you have the talent? Can you be in the tribe? Are you good enough? It's the gatekeeper. And 45 is, okay, you're in the tribe.
Or it's
Now,
like recognizing, like, I see your talent.
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
But we want the best people, you know,
I mean, that's my
in our,
husband has the 32, and like that's one thing, like he'll always empower me through that recognition of you're so like Cass, see these things, like, you know.
That's what 32 is doing.
Yeah.
So that shows up in the way that I care, is that I can see, oh, you're good at this, you can actually do this. And also, it's so funny to be a pure individual and have 45 defined because it's possessive. Where are you? Like, where are you? You know, like, what are
Possessive,
you doing?
also going your own way. Oh, how is that fair? You get to go your
Where?
own way, and I
It's,
get, so
in
do
my
you see all these
experience,
contradictions?
it's literally, where are you?
Yeah.
I'm here. Cool. That's it. It's the
Yeah.
caring. The caring is, where are you? And that's,
But
do I know
those
that you're
things,
healthy?
I'm saying these things I feel do need to be understood, you know,
Oh,
because
totally.
we have to get beyond like the all of the conditioning that's there in term to get to like the essence of really what it is, which is like caring or whatever, you know. So it's like,
What did gosh, Lilith called it possession light. That's what she called it. It's like it's like it's possession, but it's not control.
The 4521s in my life, like I see that possessiveness as their way of caring. I think it's endearing, but I also could see how that in the conditioning could be
It
viewed
could be
as,
very distorted.
yes.
It
Well,
could be very
it could also
distorted.
be, and it could also be distorted, yeah, from the person doing the possessiveness. But yeah, and it's funny how these things can operate in the not self versus the true self. It's very different. But we all have that going on all the time of not self, true self, conditioning wounds, activations, anxieties. It's and like that gets called up the most in intimate relationships because it's like the most vulnerable
All of those
place.
places, all those places.
It's like the most vulnerable place. So I think it's more like, can you tolerate the anxiety that it takes to like do those things in a way that's not destructive? And that's like that's the skill. That's the hardest part about it. It's like you can know the mechanics and still like, you know,
And still go
but
against it.
also just the empathy for the other and like their openness, like an open solar plexus being, like from the time they came into the world, like literally the emotional feel was painful. Like
Distorted
literal
and
pain in their body and amplified.
amplified and distorted and a whole,
Yeah.
yeah,
And so, like,
a whole
it
issue.
makes sense to me. Like, being even just like a splenic being, like, I don't want to be around spleens that are unhealthy. Like, it's like painful, you know, like in a different way, but in like a nauseating way. So,
In a
like, I
cleanliness
can
way.
understand that. And I've also had my fair share in my younger years, especially even with with my husband. I've been with him for 16 years, so it's like I was with him in my younger years, being destructive through my emotions, right? Because that's our not self is like using that power to like manipulate the other, and I definitely have my I did that. Like I can own that I did that, and like it doesn't create satisfaction. It doesn't create a healthy relationship. It doesn't get you what you want. It just like creates a rupture that you then have to like repair and come back from and rebuild. And I think it's hard. So it's like easier to just not do that. But you have to start somewhere. That's where I kind of feel like, and maybe I'm biased because like I've seen how much growth over 16 years we've gone through, you know, from being like super not self, childish to like and from going to like honeymoon phase to like despair phase of like
That's the whole thing.
toxicity, and then like
That's
how do we get out of this, and how do we actually rebuild this, and how do we actually like honor differences? And like I think being a third line, it's interesting because having that experience, I know it's possible. I know it's possible to go from I like didn't recognize him at some point because I was so angry. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So like I know that just because you don't recognize someone in a moment doesn't mean that you can't when you're not activated by them because of like I was just trying to like project myself or whatever the thing was, right? So yeah, and there are not self relationships that it's just like better to separate and move on. But when there is a real connection, you still have to deal with all the conditioning, all the wounding, you
I
know.
definitely don't think that things should be let go of easily. I mean, of course, according to everybody's authority, but
Yeah.
in terms of the way that the psyche works, the not self is going to,
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with this anymore because
Yep.
it's reactive.
That's where the
It's a lot
authority can
harder
be so
to,
helpful.
it's a lot harder to come back and say, all right, well, let's sort this out. That's always been my practice has always been, how can we resolve this? Every relationship that I've ever been in, it's always been, how can we resolve this? And what can I do? It's always, what can I do for this? I run into an issue when I'm not given what I can do, or what I can do doesn't matter. That's when it becomes an issue for me, because I want to know what I can do to make the relationship better. And it's, what can I do? Because there's things that I can't do, but whatever I can do to make a relationship better, I'm gonna do. Whatever I
Yeah.
can do, I'm going to do. I know that about myself, like 100%. And even to the point of going in ways that are gonna be new to me. I'm gonna have to create a role model, like, I don't, this is kind of, I don't know about this, but that is something that I know I can do.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see how far I can go. For me, it's,
Yeah.
I don't like to, and teach their own, everybody listen to their authority, but to me, there's a lot of just copping out of relationships, and a lot of blame, and a lot of, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to go there. And for me, it's like, let's work through all of this. Like, when my stuff comes up, when my undefined spleen comes up, I need to recognize, like, let me, okay, I can see that, right? Like, that I've got an issue there. When my undefined sacral comes up, those are my two places. I need to work through that. I need to see my not self there, and I need to work through that. And it's going to be a lot better if I have somebody there to work through it with. So it's like, we're forfeiting what could be correct for us out of our not self. That's what I
Yeah,
see
I see that
largely.
too. I see that a lot. Like relationships have become so transactional and so quick to just like quit. So this is like my experience. I mean, I see patterns. So like my experience growing up, I grew up with a big family. I got to see like, so on my mom's side, there's just tons of like marital issues, like with all of her siblings. She is one of seven, so lots of kids and lots of aunts and uncles to watch. All these like different streams of different dysfunction play out. Starting with my grandparents, right? And so to watch the patterns. And what I got to see was it didn't matter if you jumped to a new partner. It would come with you in a different form with a different person in a different way that it would show up. And so like I got to see that at the same time that I had my parents who were the only people on my mom's side, at least my dad's side, not true, but on my mom's side, they were the only people who like, well, I guess you could maybe count my aunt. But he also like ran off with another woman for like a few months and ghosted and like while she had like my two younger cousins, but like they eventually worked it out. But like my parents were the only ones who had the solid like thing that they like stayed together. And so I got to see like the different phases of that and like what happens through the arc and the different whatever if you stay together. And I got to see what happens when you jump. And try and jump and try and jump and try. And it was like, it's not solved that way. So, why did I
Comes
go
back
to
to the cross
school
of
to
the
become a
mind.
marriage and family therapist? Because I was literally watching all this as a child going, how do you do this successfully? Like, how do
This
you do
comes back
this?
to cycles. This is like, it's so, in, this comes back to the cross of the mind. Comes back to cycles, not completing a cycle. You have to
Yes.
relive it if you don't
And
complete a
the
cycle.
thing that sucks is you have 2 years of a honeymoon phase where you don't even get to meet the problem until like you meet it again. Well, you might like intermittently meet it, of course, in those 2 years, but it's like it's kind of like in a honeymoon at first. So it doesn't really start where you have to face those things until like 2 years in. So think about all of the time that takes. So to
Know
me, it
that.
was inefficient. Like, and so 43-23, like we're all about efficiency. So I was like, with my partner, I was like, well, I already see that I'm doing stuff that I know is incorrect because I was like in my master's program learning about these relational dynamics, and I'm like, all right, I'm getting called out every day about all the stuff I do, right? And so I was like, okay, well, I have to stop doing those things first. And it doesn't matter what he does because I have to first do that if I'm going to take that into another relationship. So either the relationship will work because I'm doing those things, or it won't work because I'm doing those things. And either way, it'll be correct, was my thinking. And he came with me, and we both changed and adjusted the things that were like adding to the relationship crumbling. And it's an ongoing guard. It's like always something, like you used the fire analogy. It's always something that you're stoking. It's never not that. To think that you just find someone and that it's just a given, it is
It's
not a
just
given. It must be tended. It must be given. And so a lot of times I feel like what happens is people get like distracted or triggered or grass is greener or whatever the thing is, or they just stop tending to it. And then all of a sudden it's like cold, and then you're looking for a different fire or whatever the thing is. And I don't, to me, I just saw that as like a waste of energy because, like, just how I see it as a waste of waste of energy.
I see it as a waste of energy. Now I'm seeing like where my personality plays into all of this because it's funny. I didn't think about this before. Because I want to close cycles c correctly, because I need to close cycles correctly, because I know that that causes problems. So it's overt for me because I'm on the cross of the Maya and I am a 42 sun, but I also know that the cross of the Maya applies to everybody. Cycles apply to
I was gonna
everybody.
say, yeah, I feel that way, and I don't even have a format in the cycles that,
Yeah.
like, I definitely feel that way just watching it play out.
The
'Cause
law of the
I'm
Maya.
someone who recognizes cycles for whatever reason. I've watched them play out, and I'm like, okay, well, like, and Ra even said that in some of the teachings where he was like, you know, might as well like work on it in the relationship that was correct in your geometry, like, so. Where
That's
there's,
right.
because like he said, if there's resonance or harmony in the purpose or the profile, like in the nodes or in the profile, it's like, it's a connection that's in your life for a reason, basically. Like, and you can work it out there, or you can not, and
Way I
then wait
see
for
it
the next
is,
one to come along for you to work it out, but you're still gonna have to work it out.
you're still gonna have to deal with it. Yeah, the way I see it is, I guess this is pretty practical probability view stuff, is 7 years.
Yeah.
Every single woman that comes into my life that I take as a lover has a flat inside me for 7 years. And so, of course, I make sure that I act according to my authority
There's a
and
part
I
of me
enter
that
into it
thinks for
correctly.
women it
I
might
want
be
anything
forever.
about.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's.
on a maybe a spiritual, but I don't know if that's true, but
But I mean, we're saying a minimum of 7 years. That's the thing,
right.
because the personality takes on this is like the minimum of the biological process, not even the
Yeah.
psychological process, right?
Yeah.
The personality is a much longer process than the physical. And so that's the way
True.
that I see it is like, yes, I do have to complete the cycle. And also, 7 years, you know, like
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a lover lightly because I know that they're going to have
I mean, that's any
7 years,
relationship.
right? But
But yes.
it does change people. Like I've watched this, people's gears start ticking when you tell them that every
Yeah.
relationship is 7 years. Then a lot starts to tick because it's like, oh, every single person is going to, and it's not just that they have a place in you for 7 years. It's that if you don't enter correctly, you're not in it correctly, and you don't exit correctly, you carry not self-damage to the next relationship. So the little fling, the little this or that, it's
Yep.
not going to have a consequence. You're taking that into your next relationship,
Yeah.
and it's going to damage that
The whole like
relationship.
swipe, 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 swipe culture has almost made it so just so transactional that you like forget that we're also these like bioforms and there's like a whole thing to it, even if the personality wants to deny that, or that, I mean, it's not even the personality, even if the not self
There's the
mind
whole
wants to deny
neurochemical
that.
process of bonding.
Yeah.
There's an entire
Yeah.
neurochemical process of bonding, and that can get
Which is
fried too.
exactly also why you have to stoke the fire. There's like an entire thing to our neurochemistry when it comes to that as well.